Hey, it's me, that guy from that thing you're about to hear. Thanks for listening to the Todd Bromelkamp Show podcast. 402, welcome in the Todd Bromelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn, coming your way on 1600 AM as well as 106.3 FM in Iowa City. That's our South Gym, and 107.5 FM, the North Gym here in Cedar Rapids. I say this pretty much every day, but I can guarantee you this is going to be a really solid 3 hours of radio today. We are going to wait with bated breath the release of the NFL schedules. It's coming. Adam Tesher of ESPN.com, who covers the Kansas City Chiefs, is also going to be with us at the bottom of the hour. Coming up in about 15 minutes, we will preview what the Chiefs may do with the upcoming NFL draft. Brad Botkin is going to stop by to talk NBA playoffs. We've got the greatest upset in the NHL that nobody's talking about today, and a whole lot more. But first, we start with the news of the day. Actually, the news of last night. Chad Lystico had a busy day. He was on the show with us yesterday talking Hawkeye football. And then last night, Alex, Chad tweets out that Andrew Francis is leaving the Iowa men's basketball program after 9 seasons as an assistant. And this seems to be a win-win situation for both Andrew Francis and Fran McCaffrey and the Hawkeyes if they play things right.
Definitely. But I don't know about you, Todd. My first reaction to this was, you know what? I didn't even think about this, but this is the first change to Fran McCaffrey's staff in his 9 years at Iowa, which is pretty darn remarkable.
Remarkable enough to the point that Iowa had the longest tenured men's basketball coaching staff in the country as of last night.
Right.
All three assistants, Kirk Spiroff, Sherm Dillard, and Andrew Francis, have been with Fran McCaffrey since day one when he replaced Todd Licklater 9 years ago. As a matter of fact, Andrew Francis worked for Fran for 3 seasons prior to that at Siena, known primarily as a strong recruiter. He's the youngest of the three assistant coaches. He has a tremendous relationship with most of the players, past and present. You could tell that from the reaction of folks like Jordan Bohannon on Twitter last night. By the way, if you're on Twitter, you can give us a follow at Todd Bromelkamp, at Alex Kuhn 523, and of course, at KGYM Radio. We will have a $30 gift card to Mulligan's Pub for you coming up tonight inside the 6 o'clock showdown. The obvious thing here is this opens the door for Fran McCaffrey to address a major issue with his team, and that is they're not very good defensively. Even when they say they're going to be better defensively, they're not consistently good on the defensive side of the floor. So what do you do? Do you go out and find somebody who specializes in defense? Well, some of the fans just want to talk about bring in a former Hawkeye, bring in a former Iowa guy, bring in Matt Gatens, bring in Dean Oliver. No, that's not what you want to do here. With all due respect to those two fantastic players, Jeff Horner's name has been thrown around there as well. This is an opportunity to do what Thad Matta had and did at Ohio State. This is an opportunity to do what John Beilein did not once but twice at Michigan.
What Chris Beard has done at Texas Tech.
There's a reason why Texas Tech was in the Final Four this year. They play defense, and Chris Beard has a guy on his staff
by the name of Mark Adams
who specializes in defense. You've got two teams in your own conference who have had assistant coaches. Jeff Bowles was at Ohio State under Thad Matta. He now is the head coach at Stony Brook. Actually, no, he just left Stony Brook to go to Ohio, I think his alma mater, the Ohio Bobcats. And then at Michigan, you have a Yaklich. Luke. I get him confused with Jake Yasinich, who played baseball at Iowa. But it's Luke Yaklich, a guy who was an assistant at Illinois State under Dan Muller, and just sort of fell into specializing in being a defensive guru. And John Beilein goes out. He's actually the second assistant coach that Beeline has had at Ann Arbor, who specializes in defense. The first guy they had a couple years ago left after one season for another job, and now Yaklich is there. And this is what he does. He specializes in focusing on coaching the defense. And when you look at Michigan, you go, well, that's pretty dangerous, because John Beilein is an offensive-minded coach. He's always been known for his offense, but he sort of had the same Achilles heel as Fran McCaffrey. Defense has been an issue in the past with some of his better teams, even going back to West Virginia. So he looks in the mirror and he says, what do I need to do to make my program better? We got to get better defensively. There's got to be somebody. The greatest thing in the world is when somebody can overcome their own ego.
Right.
And it's difficult in the world of coaching, both professional and at the college ranks, because a lot of times coaches will look and say, I can fix this myself. I can do this. I can fix this myself. Or we can just pool our heads together, team effort, we'll get this. No, sometimes you got to think outside the box. So this is a perfect opportunity here for Iowa to go out and get a defensive-minded assistant coach. And all the fans want to talk about is, I call this B.J. Armstrong 2.0. They just want somebody that wore an Iowa uniform. I don't get this. 319-366-1600, the Hurtin and Stocker Jewelers text line. You can use it to reach out to us here on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids. Again, the number 366-1600. What would you like to see Fran McCaffrey do with his open bench spot? 366-1600.
Luke Yaklich was a history teacher at the high school level 5 years ago. So if we're talking about big names here and how people are going to react to whoever Fran hires, you never know what you're bringing in and somebody getting an opportunity. But this has to be a situation where Fran looks at his program and says, where do we need to get better? And the answer to that is very obvious. It's on the defensive end of the court. And the specialization thing that you brought up, where in the world of sports, it's difficult to look at yourself and admit your faults. Well, I think it was. But now in every sport, we're seeing more and more of this, where managers in baseball don't have to run everything. NFL coaches, a lot of times, are just offensive coordinators. More and more, you're seeing specialization and guys checking their ego at the door and finding out, okay, how can somebody come in and help us? And we will see if that'll be the case here, because if Fran sort of sits back and does that and evaluates where they need to get better, the answer is pretty obvious, and it has been for quite a while.
319-366-1600. What would you like to see Fran McCaffrey do with the open spot on his coaching staff? Kirk Spiro and Sherm Dillard will remain, of course. And we've got more basketball news to get to today as well, because the schedule partially released today by the Big Ten. We know which teams Iowa will be playing twice and which teams the Hawkeyes will only be playing once. We'll get to that coming up in just a little bit. By the way, according to Chad Lystico, who did break the story, he did have the news first. It appears that Cal is the destination for Andrew Francis, which this is interesting to me for a number of reasons, because the speculation from a lot of folks immediately last night was, oh, he's probably going back east. He's an East Coast guy. He was with Fran at Siena. He spent a decade basically living in the Midwest and building recruiting ties in the Midwest, and now he completes his cross-country journey, if indeed Cal is the final destination here. He's going to have a network of contacts from the East Coast to the West Coast. Now, I've had a number of people ask me, and I say a number of people, it sounds like I just have folks texting me and banging on the door all day long asking me questions. I don't, but I've had a number of people ask me, why? Is this a lateral move? Which, you see, coaches move around all the time,
right,
especially in basketball. And it's not all that surprising, because remember, Andrew Francis for 9 years has basically been the number three guy on Fran McCaffrey's staff. Now, understand there's a little bit of the blurring of the lines there, but of the three assistant coaches, you had Sherm Dillard and Kirk Spiroff, who both have been former head coaches elsewhere. It was very clear sort of the pecking order there. So maybe this is solely an opportunity for advancement, for more responsibility. Maybe he's open to checking out a new place at this point in his life. The other thing here is, obviously, you want to think a defensive-minded specialist here. But Andrew Francis was also the youngest member of the coaching staff, and he's the guy who made a lot of connections with the players, both recruits and then once they were signed and on campus. This is a guy who has a really good rapport with the younger players. And so now you've got to figure out, okay, and again, this is not a commentary on Fran McCaffrey as a coach, but if you look at the current makeup of the staff, Fran McCaffrey, older guy. Sherm Dillard, older guy. Kirk Spiroff, older guy. This also gives you an opportunity to go younger and certainly bring in somebody who has some fresh ideas, a new approach at things. That's not a knock on those guys. But when you've done anything for 9 years, okay, I've been doing this for 8 years, and there are a ton of things that I have fallen into doing day in and day out. Some good habits, some bad habits. It's never a bad idea to have somebody come in, whether it's a new host, a new co-host, whether it's a consultant, and somebody makes you look in the mirror and says, hey, try something new. Think outside. Get outside of your comfort zone, which, by the way, coming up in the 5 o'clock hour, we have a segment that will blow the lid off of last night's gas station soup discussion. So I do want everybody to stick around for that. If you missed that,
I don't know how it can get any better
award-winning,
than that,
Todd. How presumptive of me to say award-winning. But that segment last night where we talked about how sketchy it is to buy soup from a gas station, that could be what gets us some hardware on the wall.
It wasn't the interview that you did with Nate Stanley about the water tower last spring?
Well, the shelf life on that is over. Award season has come and gone, and that didn't bring us any hardware. See, the problem is when we retooled things here in the building a while back, we picked up a roommate. I mean, a lot of people, maybe in college when you had an apartment situation in the summer where somebody had a sublease, or maybe they just needed a place to stay for a couple weeks until school started. So all of a sudden your three-bedroom apartment becomes a three-bedroom apartment and somebody's crashing on the couch. Well, several months ago, we picked up a new roommate in the office. Scott Unash, you hear him on the gym class earlier before we come on, along with Mark Dukes. And what does Scott bring into the office?
Hardware.
He's got more plaques and trophies. He's got so much plaque he needs to see a dentist. He's got this broadcaster of the year, Eric Severide, that sportscaster of the year. I'm talking plaques out the wazoo. And it's enough to make somebody envious. So last night's gas station soup discussion, fingers crossed that this is finally what gets this program over the line. 319-366-1600. Lots more to get to on the show today. Why is this every year, the NFL schedule release, which it leaks out over the course of a day? ESPN's doing an entire show on it tonight at 7 o'clock, but people just wait with bated breath
over
the release of the NFL schedule when we already know most of the games. It's just a matter of when they're going to be played.
Okay, fine. I do know. I know that I've asked this question in the past, and NFL fans have come back at me. Cajun Troy has come back at me and said, this is the day when I know when my team is playing so-and-so, so I can schedule my schedule itinerary in order right away. Apparently, that's why fans wait with bated breath, to know when the Saints are playing the Rams and at what time.
I can see that.
Couldn't wait like a day.
It's just the anticipation and the buildup. It almost feels like it should be a holiday, or is treated as a holiday in the eyes of some people. The Bears' schedule, by the way, the Bears' schedule has already leaked out.
Yeah, it's out.
They're opening on a Thursday night, September 5th. They're opening at home in Chicago against the Green Bay Packers. And we'll bring you details, of course, throughout the program as the rest of the schedules leak out. But the Bears open on September 5th. They've got Green Bay on Thursday night. Then they travel to Denver and Washington. And Minnesota comes to Soldier Field on September 29th. I don't want to get into the full schedule. But the bye week for the Bears, for those of you who are interested, is week 6 this season. And then coming off the bye week, they have back-to-back home games in Chicago against the Saints and the Chargers. It's pretty fortuitous scheduling there. Get a week to rest up, and then you go into two home showdowns with some very good teams from the looks of things. 319-366-1600. Let's get Matt in Marion's thoughts on Fran McCaffrey's coaching vacancy. Matt, what are you thinking?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. I've just kind of seen a few folks throw around Dean Oliver's name as a potential replacement. I don't know if you guys kind of want to get your thoughts on that. Also, I didn't know if you guys caught the Iowa Day on ESPNU last night. There's a lot of awesome games on there. I guess I was just kind of curious on what your two guys' favorite Iowa memories are. I think mine would probably be the Capital One Bowl, you know, with Drew Tate. At that time, I was actually I had sports hernia surgery at that time, so it was kind of tough to celebrate for that game. And I think my buddy also brought over Anchorman that came over at that same time. So it was a pretty memorable day, but just curious to hear your guys' thoughts.
I appreciate the phone call, Matt. If I'm Dean Oliver, I'm not leaving Wisconsin for a move within the conference just because I played at Iowa. I think coaching at Wisconsin's probably better for his resume right now.
Especially if he's higher up than that third assistant at Wisconsin, why would you come to Iowa to be that third assistant? That's just thinking as an assistant coach trying to progress your career.
And I understand this is, I've referred to it in the past as B.J. Armstrong syndrome, Marv Cook syndrome, Ryan Sandberg syndrome. When the Cubs have a managerial opening a decade ago, Ryan Sandberg, we want Ryan Sandberg to be, because I get it, because he wore the uniform, because you liked him a lot. How'd that work out for Robin Ventura? And it's, look, just because somebody played somewhere doesn't mean they should be coaching there. Some guys want to spread their wings. They want to go elsewhere. They want new experiences, new challenges. And I think that's what you're seeing with Andrew Francis. I think this is an opportunity for him after 9 years. Maybe you get a little stir crazy. Maybe you want to go someplace that's a little more diverse. If you're, I don't know. I'm not inside his head. I don't know what went into the decision here, but he's still a young enough guy. Sometimes you got to let the peacock fly. 319-3. I still don't know what that means, but everybody else is saying it's like Game of Thrones. You want to drop a reference to it so that you feel cool. Like you don't feel like time has passed you by. That's part of what's coming up in the 5 o'clock segment, because somebody is staring down the barrel of a birthday tomorrow. The White Sox and the Royals still in action at Guaranteed Rate Field. Kansas City on top 3-2. That was a no hitter going on earlier in that game. And then a different type of hit was being traded back and forth. A little bit of a scuffle, a pillow fight.
Tim Anderson went deep. Kansas City didn't like the way that he reacted to his home run, and then they threw at him the next time he stepped to the plate to send a message.
Look, not going down that road today. I'm sure we'll have some caveman baseball to discuss in the summer, but
all right, I'll say it. That's stupid. But that we'll move on after that.
They've got a 3-2 lead. For what did he drop his bat or something, right? He threw his bat. It wasn't necessarily egregious. It wasn't something you see in the KBO.
He didn't throw his bat at the pitcher.
By the way,
did
Christian Yelich hit another home run last night?
I think so.
Did the Blues win?
They did not.
I know. I don't know why I'm being a jerk right now. I like Alex. Jeez. I don't know why I'm checking off all these boxes here. We need to
stay up till midnight because those games start at 8:30. and watch them lose in overtime.
It was the late game last night, wasn't it?
It was the late game last night.
That's the nice part about being a Blackhawks fan this time of year. I'm in bed. I don't have to worry about it. Three cups in 6 years. I'll tell you what, before we go to break. Three cups in 6 years. And it got put in perspective for me last night, and it should be if you are a Blackhawks fan, how difficult it is to win one cup.
Yeah.
When the best team in the league gets swept out, which did you see Columbus's Twitter account last night?
They
put the Lightning in a body bag. I'll let you check it out during the break. We need to step aside. When we come back, Kyle's going to bring you a big board update. We've got Iowa football coaching audio from yesterday's media availability. We're going to get to that coming up in the program as well. And then Adam Tesher of ESPN will stop by as we'll find out what direction the Chiefs are leaning as they prepare for this month's NFL draft. 4:23, the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn continues on 1600 AM, 106.3 and 107.5 FM, and KGYNRadio.com after this.
Linn County Rural Electric Cooperative is committed to providing electricity that's reliable, cost-effective, and sustainable. Did you know nearly 60% of their electricity comes from emission and carbon-free resources? That minimizes the impact on our natural environment, which is good for everybody. How does Linn County REC do this? With their generation mix. It's a diverse fuel mix of coal, nuclear, hydro, landfill gas generation, wind, solar, natural gas, and oil energy resources. When Linn County REC members switch on a light or the computer, they know they're using more sustainable and environmentally friendly power. And with such a variety of energy sources in the mix, it also means increased reliability across a broad spectrum of conditions, including severe weather here in Iowa. The generation mix is good stuff, and just another one of the benefits of membership with Linn County Rural Electric Cooperative.
You've spent a lot of years in sweat working hard. And when you're not doing that, you're focusing on the right things. Your kids, your parents, and paying the bills. Retirement sounds nice, but feels a million impossible miles away. But it's not. Hennings Financial talks with people like you every day. Average folks with a 401k and a bunch of questions. They'd be happy to answer yours. Hennings Financial, a family-owned firm helping regular families retire better. HenningsFinancial.com.
Rolling Stone calls it rule-breaking country music. Cody Jenks in concert, Saturday, June 1st in McGrath Amphitheater with special guests Ward Davis and Alex Williams. Tickets are on sale now and expected to sell out. Get your ticket at CodyJenks.com. Don't miss Cody Jenks, Saturday, June 1st at McGrath Amphitheater. Produced by True Grit Presents.
Are you remodeling your home? Do your window sashes show signs of rot, or do you feel drafts through closed windows? Replace those old windows with the all-new Alexander Lumber window line. All the windows in this line come standard with premium features, including a flex screen, lifetime warranties, and much more in an array of colors and finishes. Learn more about this new, affordable, high-quality, stylish line of windows at Answers by Alexander, 1534 South Gilbert Street in Iowa City, and at Alexander Lumber, just 2 miles down the road at 2802 Independence Drive.
It's time for some straight talk. Picture this. Your favorite team is playing. You're streaming the game. 10 seconds left. Your team shoots. Oops, your data runs out.
Look, don't let that happen. Switch to Straight Talk Wireless and get 25 gigs of high-speed data, all on America's largest and most dependable 4G LTE networks.
Join Team Straight Talk and get unlimited talk and text plus 25 gigs of high-speed data for just $45 a month.
Straight Talk Wireless, everything for less, only at Walmart.
First 25 gigs at high speed, then 2G. See terms at straighttalk.com.
Each morning, people wake and smile when they see the sun. Not the one in the sky, a little picture of the sun on the prescription bottles from CVS Pharmacy. It makes knowing when to take your medication clear as day. Up to 50% of people don't take them properly. So we're just trying to help more people have more mornings. To wake and smile when they see the sun. Not the one on the bottle, the one in the sky. Includes only prescriptions from CVS Pharmacy.
Tune in to KGYM Fridays during the gym class for the announcement of our Athlete of the Week. Proudly brought to you by Sheet Metal Workers Local 263 of Eastern and Central Iowa.
Ever wanted to play golf at the iconic Pinehurst Resort? Now is your chance.
The Winco Cup Contest brought to you by Dell Small Business. Listen now through April 24th to win. Only with Golic and Wingo. No purchase necessary. Go to ESPNradio.com for official contest rules.
It's the Todd Bromwell Camp Show with Alex Kuhn with you on all three KGYM frequencies until 7 o'clock tonight. Lots more to come on the program, including hearing from Ken O'Keefe and Kelton Copeland. Caught up with them earlier this week. Iowa making their assistant football coaches available to the media. Adam Tesher of ESPN.com, who covers the Kansas City Chiefs, will be with us in just a few minutes. But first, time for a big board update. Big board updates here on KGYM and the Todd Bromwell Camp Show with Alex Kuhn, brought to you by Alexander Lumber. They've got a brand new facility opening up this spring. Find them in their temporary location at 2802 Independence Drive in Iowa City. Here's the third member of our broadcast crew. It's our producer, Kyle Mann.
Chad Lystico was first to break the news last night that Iowa assistant basketball coach Andrew Francis would be leaving the program, becoming the first staffer to leave the school during Fran McCaffrey's nine-year tenure. There's still some paperwork left to be done before things are made official, but Lystico also reports Francis could be destined to become a primary assistant under Mark Fox at Cal. We're starting to get an idea what Iowa's schedule will look like next season. We found out today Iowa will play home and aways with Illinois, Maryland, Michigan, Minnesota, Nebraska, Penn State, and Purdue. They'll host Ohio State, Rutgers, and Wisconsin, and travel to Indiana, Michigan State, and Northwestern. The Iowa baseball team spent most of the day trailing Northern Illinois yesterday, behind 3-0 after two innings, 5-2 midway through four, and 6-4 midway through seven. But four unanswered runs in the eighth and ninth innings gave the Hawkeyes an 8-6 victory. Austin Martin has picked up a lot of the offensive slack this season. He led the way yesterday, going 3-for-5 with two RBI. Iowa next hosts Big Ten, leading Nebraska for three games beginning on Friday. After scoring six goals to beat Team USA in Game 1 in the playoffs on Monday, the Rough Riders finished the job in Game 2 last night, 7-2, to advance to the USHL Eastern Conference Finals. Games 1 and 2 will be hosted by the Chicago Steel on Saturday and Sunday, and a potential Game 3 would be here in Cedar Rapids next Tuesday. The Colonels thumped Quad Cities last night, 11-2. Barring weather, they've got the rubber match set for 6:35 tonight, and tonight here after the show on KGYM, we'll have the Twins and Blue Jays on the North Gym.
That Colonels game has actually already been called off due to the threat of severe weather coming into the area tonight around 7:30, and they just do not have the full staff on hand to safely pull the tarp if there is a weather issue. Remember, this game was supposed to be played on the road in Davenport, but they're hosting they're being good Samaritans. They're hosting the Quad Cities since they can't get into their ballpark and their fans can't get there to watch the game. So a mutual decision between the two teams to bang tonight's game. Colonels, however, return home. Since this was a road series, they are scheduled to take on Beloit beginning tomorrow, a three-game series. And that tonight's game will actually still wind up being played in Cedar Rapids. It's going to be played on May 13th as part of a doubleheader because Cedar Rapids was not scheduled to travel to Davenport in the first half, the rest of the first half. So May 13th, put it on your calendar now, 5:30 start time, a doubleheader between the River Bandits and the Colonels.
How long are they thinking until Modern Woodman Park will be up and running again?
It sounds like it could be another couple weeks. I would expect maybe the rest of April. I mean, you're basically playing the entire month of the year on the road.
That's tough.
To open the season for the Quad Cities team, the affiliate in the Midwest League of the Houston Astros. The Houston Astros, who are one of the hottest teams in baseball right now. They just keep on winning down there in Houston. White Sox have come back to tie things up with the Royals 3-3 at Guaranteed Rate Field. We'll keep you updated on all of the goings-on around Major League Baseball over the course of the next 2.5 hours. But as promised, with us from Kansas City, ESPN.com's Adam Tesher, who covers the Kansas City Chiefs. Adam, glad to have you back on the program here. Let's go ahead and start with the state of things with the Chiefs as the off-season workouts are getting underway. They're getting ready for the draft. How are things in Kansas City?
Well, they're counting it down here. We're counting it down here about a week to go, and you know the schedule comes out tonight. So going to be kind of a busy few days around here for sure.
I know all the changes on the defensive side of the football got a reaction, but I mean the scheme changed from a 3-4 to a 4-3 under Steve Spagnuolo. It wasn't necessarily unexpected, was it?
No, you know, a lot of us thought maybe it was going to happen last year, even that the Chiefs would make the defensive change. But there's just no justification. I mean, the Chiefs tried it one more time on defense and didn't get anywhere close to the results they wanted. So it was time to make the change. So, you know, and a lot of people thought it was time to make the change last year. So we'll see how it ends up. But certainly you can't blame the Chiefs' effort. I mean, they turned over their defensive staff. They've got a new system. They've got a bunch of new players. Maybe as many as half of their starters are going to be new next year on defense. So you got to like the effort. Now we'll see what the results are there, but they're certainly trying.
Do you get the sense, do you feel that they've been able to move on from how last season ended?
They're all disappointed, but, you know, I think if you had told, you know, hey, the way the season ended was disappointing, but I think if you told the Chiefs back in September when the season started, hey, you're going to win a third straight AFC West championship and you're going to get the number one seed in the playoffs and you're going to win a playoff game for a change and you're going to go to the AFC championship game for the first time in 25 years. I think, you know, once the dust had settled from that New England game, I think some of that began to sink in, you know, with a first-time starting quarterback, albeit the best first-time starting quarterback in NFL history. But still, I think if you'd told the Chiefs all this stuff, as a matter of fact, I know they would have taken that. And, when they were there against New England at home in the AFC Championship game, it wasn't good enough. But I think they were satisfied with the results. So I think there's less disappointment over what happened last year and more resolve to get it fixed.
The biggest offseason acquisition, Tyrann Mathieu on the defensive side of the football. Is this a guy they want to be sort of the cornerstone of this defense for the next three seasons?
Yeah. I mean, everything they're doing is built around him. I mean, he's kind of the new Eric Berry, if you will. The Chiefs are going to ask him to do a lot of the same stuff, being the same kind of guy on the field and in the locker room. And, you know, going to be interesting to see, whether he can get guys to follow him. But he's already, been pretty forward with, we don't want to just be known on defense around here as being along for the ride or the thing that held the Chiefs back. You know, we want to be part of the reason the Chiefs are winning here. So, it's going to be interesting to see how everybody takes to his message. But, it's an encouraging start for sure.
ESPN NFL Nation reporter Adam Tesher joining us from Kansas City here on the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn. What direction are they leaning in the draft? You mentioned now the countdown underway, less than 2 weeks away. How do you see their draft board shaping up?
Well, they could go a lot of different directions. Picking 29th, some of it's they're going to be at the mercy of who's there and all that. So, I can see it going a lot of different directions. You know, defense is the most likely place, and there's certainly some depth on the defensive line. So I could certainly see a different defensive lineman, if the Chiefs are inclined to do that, which I think they are. But, they're starting to get a little thin at wide receiver. They lost their third receiver from last year, Chris Conley. You know, the Tyreek Hill situation is still a little bit up in the air. So, it's unclear what's going to happen there. It's one of those deals where, we'll see what turns out. But I could see the Chiefs going a lot of different directions with that first pick.
They have two picks at the beginning of the second round. Could you see them? Because we know that that D Ford was cut and Justin Houston was cut. Could you see them jumping up and trying to get one of those outstanding defensive ends, one of those pass rushers that apparently this draft holds more than most drafts we've ever seen?
Yeah, I mean, I could see that. Both their picks, by the way, in the second round are at the end of the round. They have their pick, which is, I think, 29th in the round, and then the Rams pick, which is 31st. So they'll be at the back of the round. So that's going to limit what they can do as far as moving around or how far they could move up. But yeah, I could see the Chiefs moving up. They're not afraid of a bold move. I could see that easily the Chiefs would package those picks and maybe throw in something else and move up to get a pass rusher. So no doubt I could see that happen, yeah.
You mentioned the uncertainty around Tyreek Hill heading into the season. Is there any idea when we may see some more light on that issue?
Yeah, that's a good question. I thought we might have by now, but you know, the Johnson County, the district attorney in the Kansas side of things in the Kansas City area is still looking into that and has issued no charges yet. So, you know, this thing's still ongoing, and it's really hard to tell when it'll end. You know, you just as a, you know, just speaking as a citizen of this area, you just want them to do a thorough job rather than rush through it one way or the other. So, you know, so that's going to be going on, and, you know, it's something the Chiefs are just going to have to deal with until it's resolved one way or the other.
Have to deal with that. They had to deal with another situation last year, and that Kareem Hunt is in Cleveland after being cut. How high up does running back fall on areas of needs in this draft?
Yeah, I think it's fairly high, and not first round high, but third or fourth round high. Yeah, I think so. You know, the Chiefs have Damian Williams, who did a nice job toward the end of the season, but you know, he's never done it for a full season. So, you know, it's going to be interesting to see how he handles that. The Chiefs also signed Carlos Hyde, and he'll be part of the backfield rotation for sure. But you know, at any spot, but particularly running back, where guys go down, and you know, the Chiefs have had trouble staying fully stocked at running back. You always got to think one injury ahead. So if there's an injury to Damian Williams, where are you? Well, the Chiefs have Carlos Hyde and almost nothing. If there's an injury to Hyde, where are the Chiefs? Well, they've got Damian Williams and almost nothing. So I think it's imperative the Chiefs get a body in here, and I know the Chiefs agree with that. So I'd be very surprised if at some point in the draft, whether it's second, third, fourth round, the Chiefs didn't add a running back. And that way they're sort of fully stocked and can you know, they can withstand an injury or a loss of a guy like last year when they lost Kareem Hunt.
Adam, you alluded to today being the release of the full NFL schedules. We already know Monday night, November 18th, the Chiefs and the Chargers will be playing in Mexico City. You got your passport updated?
Yeah, I do. I had it all ready to go for last year.
That's true.
They moved it back to L.A., so hopefully the playing field will be in better shape this time around and allow me to get down there and go watch a football game down in Mexico. Yeah.
You surprised at all that Eric Berry hasn't been signed, or the injury is scaring teams away?
Yeah, you know, it's he's a guy who hasn't played in almost two full years, any significant. He played one game in 2017 and what, three or four last year, and it's hard to trust a guy like that. It really is, and he's getting to that age. You know, he's 30 and getting to that age where, you know, it starts to the wear and tear starts to add up, and he's, you know, he's had the cancer on top of the football wear and tear, so you know, it's hard to trust him. I would think Eric Berry's going to have to either take a one-year prove-it deal or a deal loaded with incentives. I just think it's going to be hard for him to get any kind of contract based on what he was earlier in his career at this point. I think it's going to be one or the other for him to play next year.
Adam, I know it's going to be busy here for you in the next couple hours. We do appreciate you taking the time to join us here in Eastern Iowa. Thanks a lot, as always.
Yeah, anytime, guys.
Adam Tesher, the NFL Nation reporter for ESPN, covering the Kansas City Chiefs. And hopefully, as Adam said, they will be able to play that game in Mexico
this year. The field looks a little better than it did last year after the Shakira concert.
That's right. It was. I couldn't remember which concert. It was a Shakira. A lot of hip shaking and just tore the grass up.
That was one of the best games of the regular season, if you remember. The Rams and the Chiefs on Monday night. It ended up being at the Coliseum in Los Angeles. But
it came down. It was one of those who has the ball last
exactly
type of arena football games. And it's always interesting to see as the schedule leaks out. I mean, who's leaking all of this stuff? How is the Bears' schedule already out there, whereas some other teams are still in the dark as to what their schedule looks like. Again, ESPN is going to have an entire program dedicated to the rollout of the NFL schedules tonight.
And people find that entertaining. Like, people tune in to watch that.
It's kind of like the reveal of the NCAA tournament bracket. You take something that should take 30 seconds.
Okay.
Put it up on the screen. Here it is. And then talk about it. And instead, you turn it into an hour, 2 hour long production where you're going week by week or team by team, however it is that they decide to do this. Just give us the Monday night football. Give us the home games, the away games. Throw it out there. And
I mean, just give every team the chance to tweet their schedule and release it to their season ticket holders, and problem solved, right?
And now we do know that there are, in addition to the Chiefs and the Chargers playing November 18th in Mexico, there will be four games played in London this year, including the Bears and the Raiders. This has been known for a while, but that's October 6th. Carolina and Tampa Bay also playing at Tottenham Hotspur Stadium. And then at Wembley Stadium this season, you've got the Rams and the Bengals, as well as the Texans and the Jaguars.
The Chiefs are kicking off their season with the Jags.
We will have
on the road
more information about the NFL schedule release as details trickle out here. 1600 AM, 106.3 and 107.5 FM. Also online at kgymradio.com. If you miss anything, either today or from previous broadcasts, we do archive the shows online at kgymradio.com. You can just access them by going to the show audio page. When we return, there was a major upset in sports last night. A major upset. And hardly anybody's talking about it today. What would this be like if it happened in another professional sport? Back with more after this.
There's one.
I see it.
Another.
See it. Didn't see that one.
Potholes are just waiting to damage your ride. If you hit one, it can mess up your alignment, shocks, struts, and suspension. So if your vehicle has a disagreement with a pothole, have Linder Tire take a look at it. They can make sure it's all right or fix any problems that annoying pothole caused. Linder Tire in Iowa City, North Liberty, and Grinnell. See them at LinderTire.com.
If we build it, they will come.
You don't always notice the things that need to be remodeled or repaired at your business, but your customers do. Keep everything welcoming and looking sharp with Jackson Remodeling and Repair. Whatever your business needs, design, remodeling, repair, they'll take care of it. The owners at Jackson Remodeling and Repair personally visit each job site to make sure things are staying on schedule and meeting your expectations.
Go the distance.
Call them for a quote. Jackson Remodeling and Repair, 319-214-6943.
Guys, don't miss Macy's Men's Semi-Annual Suiting Sale with 50 to 70% savings on the season's best new trends. Find the brands you love, the fit and style you want for every occasion. The savings are incredible, like 60% off designer suits and separates. Check out a great selection of spring sport coats for just $99.99. Take 55% off dress shirts, and designer dress pants are just $29.99. Macy's Men's Semi-Annual Suiting Sale is going on now. Savings on regular prices, exclusions apply.
And now, a quick comparison from Grasshopper. When a client calls, what do you want them to hear? Your personal voicemail?
Hey, you've reached Greg's cell phone. I'm away right now, obviously. Leave a message and maybe I'll get back to you.
Or something a little more buttoned up, courtesy of Grasshopper.
Thanks for calling Green Landscaping. To make an appointment, dial 1. For billing, dial 2. To speak with Greg Smith, dial 3.
There's no contest. Put your best voice forward with Grasshopper, the virtual phone system for small business. Try it free at grasshopper.com.
The year was 1919. Barbasol shaving cream was invented by a dreamer named Frank Shields. The world's first modern shave cream, Barbasol changed the face of shaving forever. A few billion shaves later, Frank's dream lives on. Behind every face is a dream. Barbasol proudly salutes every fearless, self-assured, wide-eyed dreamer all across America. Celebrating 100 years, Barbasol.
The great thing about facts, they're proven. Like the fact that crude oil contains impurities. Or that base oil made from natural gas is 99.5% free of impurities. and the fact that Pennzoil is the first synthetic motor oil made from natural gas, not crude oil. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W30. Find it at Firestone Complete Auto Care.
The Twins have lost back-to-back games for the first time all season long. They'll try to get back in the win column. Game 3 of a four-game series with the Blue Jays coming up on Wednesday night. Hi, this is Corey Provis on your home for Twins baseball.
Tonight, starting at 7 on 107.5 FM, the North Gym.
And that is joined in progress tonight. Again, the Twins changing their home schedule early in the season, getting games started a little bit earlier, so we will catch up with Corey and the rest of the broadcast crew after we get off the air tonight at 7 o'clock on 107.5 FM, the North Gym here in Cedar Rapids. Todd and Alex with you till 7. We appreciate you being along for the ride. Understand many of you are getting ready to pack up at work and get in the car and head home. We thank you for making us part of your workday, part of your commute home. Royals and White Sox are still knotted at 3. That game is in the bottom of the ninth at Guaranteed Rate Field. The Dodgers are leading Cincinnati 3-2. That game is in the top of the ninth. That game being played in L.A. Those are the only two games going on in progress right now in Major League Baseball. Cubs and Marlins coming up again tonight. Cubs looking to finish off the sweep there and playing very well against the Marlins. Can't play the Marlins every day, though. Two games in the books. Phillies beat the Mets 3-2, and the Cardinals beat the Brewers. Corbin Burnes, really talented young pitcher for Milwaukee. He's got 5 pitches. His fastball has a tendency to leave the yard and leave the yard in a hurry. He gives up a lot of home runs on his fastball. Cardinals beat the Brewers today 6-3 at Miller Park, and we do... Is this breaking news into the KGYM studios here? I think I saw this earlier on Twitter. Do we have a breaking news sound? You're changing your allegiance from the Cardinals to a team that has a home run chain.
Oh, yeah. Chicago White Sox.
You and you, is this, you know, UNASH moves into the office.
Did you see that chain?
UNASH moves into the office and
it's
things go to pop. I have not seen the chain.
Tim Anderson was wearing it today.
Was he wearing it when he got thrown at?
He wasn't wearing it when he got thrown at, but he was wearing it after he hit the home run that caused him to get thrown at.
It's April 17th. My birthday is tomorrow. I don't know if I really want to go down this road this early in the season where we have the discussion about professional decorum and whether or not you are allowed to show any amount of emotion on a baseball diamond at all. I know I'm looking on Twitter and Matt, who listens to the program, has a disagreement with you on whether or not it's okay to throw at a guy.
This is all I'm saying. Somebody hits a home run off you and shows a little bit of emotion. Whether you think that that's right or wrong, the response to that, the penalty for doing that seems a little steep to throw at somebody. Throwing a projectile at somebody 97 miles an hour. Like somebody showed some emotion so I can go injure the person. Pretty stupid.
I am, for the most part, an old school baseball guy, but I find my views on the game evolving as time marches on. As time marches on with everything in our lives. Again, we'll get to this coming up in the 5 o'clock hour. But what is it going to take? Is it going to take... Guys are throwing harder with more movement than ever before. And what's it going to take? Some guy actually getting drilled and suffering a career-ending injury and or losing his life because he gets hit in the exact wrong spot by a retaliatory. At some point, you just have to evolve, in my opinion, and you have to move on. And by the way, in this era of sabermetrics where you can't steal bases because this percentage here says the runner's more valuable at first than getting thrown out at second. In the era of numbers dominating the game, why are we giving away pitches? Why are you just willingly chucking a ball up there? And by the way, if you don't like the way that Tim Anderson pimps his home run, here's a novel idea. Get him out. Strike him out. Don't give up a home run. again, this drives me nuts. And it goes back to, I really want to put 6 feet of dirt on the Tiger Woods Masters discussion, and it just keeps popping up, this idea of, you know, the keepers of the game, so to speak, where, you know, you don't want golf to get too popular because then, you know,
you want to keep the riffraff out.
Right. And baseball has the same problem. Oh, we've got to cut commercials, and we've got to cut visits to the mound because millennials, younger people, are going to watch a game that lasts 3 hours and 27 minutes more than they're going to watch a game that lasts 3 hours and 35 minutes. We've got all this hand-wringing going on in baseball, and yet you still want to push some people out, or you want to cling to your ways.
Well, I think
they're not going back to wearing wool uniforms.
I think the problem we're getting right now, Todd, is the clash of the worlds, where you have the new school of baseball, these new school managers, and there are still a few of the old school managers out there, and they are absolutely standing firm and not budging an inch when it comes to these things. And what team are we talking about right now? We're talking about the Kansas City Royals.
The oldest of old school teams.
Correct.
I mean, Ned Yost is, and God bless him, he almost lost his life a couple years ago. Here's the thing about old schools. Most of them at this point in time in 2019 have succumbed to the bulldozer. There may be some old schools standing across the state of Iowa, but progress usually horns its way in and the future wins out. So I get old school. There's nothing wrong with being an old school guy, but you also have to realize that maybe, just maybe, you've got to adapt a little bit to survive. But by all means, a guy shows a little bit of personality. And that people complaining about Mike Trout, who's the highest played player in the game, highest paid player in the game, not showing any personality and not being marketable. Well, what do you want? I mean, you can't have zero personality, but when you do have personality and you celebrate, you flip your bat. By the way, why does nobody have a problem when Bryce Harper does this in his return to Washington, when he flips the bat tomahawk style at Washington's dugout? And there, people were celebrating that. Ooh, oh man, look.
Showing emotion. I love the way he plays the game.
He's firing.
Plays hard.
But a guy like Ronald Acuna, Yasiel Puig, Tim Anderson, these guys show emotion, and the keepers of the game decide that that's not a good look.
You forgot Javier Baez.
Correct. And still keeping in line with the three other guys that I named off there. But Bryce Harper can do it. Christian Yelich can do it. Paul Goldschmidt. Those guys can show emotion. They're just fiery. 319-366-1600. We come back. It is a strong show for you today. We got Hawkeye football to discuss. Brad Botkin's going to give us his thoughts on the NBA playoffs today at the 6 o'clock showdown, an opportunity for you to win a $30 gift card to Mulligan's Pub. All on the way, we will set the table for a very busy 5 and 6 o'clock hour when we return after this.
If you own a pair of Skechers, this ad is not for you, because you already know they're the most comfortable shoes on the planet. This ad is for those who have never tried Skechers, for the few who have never experienced the otherworldly comfort of Skechers air-cooled memory foam, ever floated across the ground on comfort pods, or experienced Skechers seamless knits. You're missing out. That's like never petting a puppy. So we've made this ad for you. Skechers. Live comfortably. Available at a Skechers store near you or wherever stylish shoes are sold.
Guys, the secret is out. If you want healthy sex, your body needs nitric oxide. And now you can boost your nitric oxide production faster than you thought possible with Ageless Male Tonight, the absurdly fast formula from the number one brand in male enhancement. Just take one capsule an hour before romantic activity. You'll get clinically tested ingredients that rapidly boost nitric oxide production, and it won't go unnoticed. Rush to Walmart and get Ageless Male Tonight.
They always told Will he was too short to play basketball, but Will never listened. Will let his work ethic do the talking for him, always in the gym, always running drills. Will knew where there was a will, there was a way, and he was Will. But then, after his second child was born, he realized the pros were all way better than him. So Will gave up and buried his high tops in a tearful ceremony. But one day, he heard that Geico could save him money on car insurance, so he switched and saved a bunch, which was awesome.
It's time for some straight talk. Picture this. Your favorite team is playing. You're streaming the game. 10 seconds left. Your team shoots. Oops. Your data runs out.
Look, don't let that happen. Switch to Straight Talk Wireless and get 25 gigs of high-speed data, all on America's largest and most dependable 4G LTE networks.
Join Team Straight Talk and get unlimited talk and text plus 25 gigs of high-speed data for just $45 a month.
Straight Talk Wireless, everything for less, only at Walmart.
First 25 gigs at high-speed, then 2G. See terms at straighttalk.com.
Change the future of your team.
So you ready for the draft? Let's get started.
The NFL Draft. Round one is Thursday, April 25th on ESPN Radio, ESPN, and on ABC.
Cody Jinx has an album out. It's called Lifers, and he is on the road promoting it. And one of those tour stops, will take him to the McGrath Amphitheater Saturday, June 1st, right here in Cedar Rapids. You can tune in to the gym class tomorrow. Scott Unash and Mark Dukes on the air at 3 o'clock. They'll have an opportunity for you to take home tickets to see Cody Jinx at the McGrath Amphitheater. Tickets are on sale now, and you can get them online or win them by listening to Scott and Mark tomorrow. Coming up in hour number two, we'll have another Big Board update brought to you by our friends at Alexander Lumber in Iowa City. Check them out at their temporary location right now. And Kyle will be in here in about 25 minutes to give you the lowdown on Andrew Francis leaving Fran McCaffrey's staff after 12 seasons if you count the three he spent working under Fran at Siena before coming to Iowa City. Andrew Francis reportedly heading to Cal. 1 hour is in the books. When we return, tomorrow is a big day for one person involved here at KGYM. Somebody has a birthday, and then the countdown will be on. We'll explain when we return after this. 1600 AM, 106.3 and 107.5 FM, also online at KGYMradio.com. Hour number two is on the way.
KGYM Cedar Rapids, 1600 AM, 106.3 and 107.5 FM. KCIA HD3 and 4, Cedar Rapids, Iowa City.
Radio Sports Center.
I'm Doug Brown. A judge in Florida today temporarily blocks the release of surveillance video in the Robert Kraft solicitation case. There will be a hearing on the matter on April 29th. The NFL will announce the 2019 schedule tonight. According to multiple reports, the Super Bowl champion Patriots will start the season with a Sunday night game at home against the Steelers. And the draft is just 8 days away now. ESPN's Lewis Riddick still believes all signs point to the Cardinals taking Heisman Trophy winner Kyler Murray with the number one pick.
It really is. Based on what Cliff Kingsbury has already said about the player, based on what the projected fit would be in this offense, given that they're going to run the same type of offense largely that they ran at Texas Tech, it just adds up for him.
Lewis Riddick on First Take. New Cardinals coach Cliff Kingsbury recruited Murray while he was the coach at Texas Tech. In the NBA playoffs tonight, the Celtics, Bucks, and Rockets all play Game 2 at home, having won Game 1 in their series. Mets right-hander Jacob deGrom has his next start pushed back from Friday to Saturday. He's dealing with strep throat.
Coming up Thursday, another chance for you to get to play Pinehurst Resort on us with the Wingo Cup Contest. And how many teams in the NBA playoffs are actually exciting to watch? Plus, we're 1 week away from the NFL Draft.
It's glorious.
Golic and Wingo Thursday, 6 Eastern, ESPN Radio, ESPN2.
Welcome to Spain and Fitz.
They always told Will he was too short to play basketball, but Will never listened. Will let his work ethic do the talking for him, always in the gym, always running drills. Will knew where there was a will, there was a way, and he was Will. But then, after his second child was born, he realized the pros were all way better than him. So Will gave up and buried his high tops in a tearful ceremony. But one day, he heard that Geico could save him money on car insurance, so he switched and saved a bunch, which was awesome.
It's time for some straight talk. Picture this. Your favorite team is playing. You're streaming the game. 10 seconds left. Your team shoots. Oops, your data runs out.
Look, don't let that happen. Switch to Straight Talk Wireless and get 25 gigs of high-speed data, all on America's largest and most dependable 4G LTE networks.
Join Team Straight Talk and get unlimited talk and text plus 25 gigs of high-speed data for just $45 a month.
Straight Talk Wireless, everything for less, only at Walmart.
First 25 gigs at high speed, then 2G. See terms at straighttalk.com.
It's the Todd Bromelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn, moving into hour number two at 5:02 on April 17th, 2019, with you until 7 o'clock tonight. Thank you for making us a part of your drive home, wherever you may be headed tonight. Maybe you're not even headed home. Maybe you're already at home. Maybe you're elsewhere. Kudos to you. 319-366-1600, the Hertin and Stocker Jewelers text line. Hertin and Stocker, Iowa City's most trusted jeweler for over 70 years. Let's do a quick recap of where things have gone in the first hour of the show tonight by taking a look at the Hertin and Stocker Jewelers text line. Lots of feedback on Andrew Francis leaving the Iowa men's basketball program after 9 years as an assistant under Fran McCaffrey. Soccer guy is upset because I mispronounced the name of
Tottenham. The Tottenham Hotspurs.
Okay, cool, hook 'em. Soccer guy is mad about mispronouncing the name of the stadium where two of the four London games will be played. And then we wrap up the text line recap by somebody pointing out that perhaps we were hinting that there may be an underlying race issue in how people view who's allowed to flip their bats and celebrate and have personality in baseball, and who is not allowed to flip their bats and have personality in baseball. And you're right, Texter. I didn't say it, and Alex didn't say it. We just sort of threw some names out there and put this guy into the column where it's a problem, it's a criminal offense.
Where people react.
Let's call it the Puig division, since he's pretty much...
So we got the Puig and the Harper divisions?
The Puig, and then we'll call the other one, we'll give it a generic name like Grinder. Grinder division. Those are the guys like Bryce Harper, who's been on the cover of Sports Illustrated since he was 14, 15 years old and signed a mega contract. But he's a grinder. He gets to celebrate. He gets to show some emotion out there. 366-1600. Keep the texts coming. You can also pick up the phone and give us a call. Coming up in about 15 minutes, we'll hear some audio from Iowa City yesterday. Iowa's quarterbacks coach Ken O'Keefe meeting with the media along with Kelton Copeland. So some insight on how are things looking on the offensive side of the ball for the Hawkeyes. And I'm getting the mental image. We've already upset a soccer fan, and we've already upset some of the keepers of the game out there. And now I've got the mental image of the texter yesterday who was upset that we were talking about the Hawkeyes during a segment, because it just so happened we were talking about Iowa during the segment that they were listening to.
Upset we were talking about the number one topic.
The number one topic of the day, which is,
in our market.
So here's a suggestion.
Interesting.
And the older I get, the crankier I get with people, which is not necessarily a great thing, but don't listen to the show in real time. Go to the website, pull up the podcast, and just skip your way merrily through the 3 hours, say 30 seconds to a minute at a time, until you come across a topic that you feel like you want to hear us talk about. And it's sort of like people have always wanted cable companies to offer a la carte program, like you want to be able to subscribe to ESPN, but you don't want to have to pay for the Disney Channel and everything else. That's sort of what I'm telling you there is an alternative. Other than that, you're stuck with us between 4 o'clock and 7 o'clock, and we go in a chronological order. Can't help you there.
Paul and Marion tells us that Tottenham advanced to the Champions League semifinal today after losing 4-3 to Manchester City.
Wow. I hope nobody gets relegated. 366-1600.
Is the Champions League below the Premier League? Or Premier League? I should say.
See, now you're getting into the cuts of meat.
Right.
I always have this problem at the butcher counter because the way that they grade meat, it all sounds pretty good to me, right? Like choice. Well, somebody chose that. It's a good hunk of meat. And then the different grades and prime, that all sounds good to me. Champions, Premier, just call it the bad league. One of them's, you're going to get relegated to the league where guys carry their own bags to the bus.
You can't just like do this in an alphabetical order, A, B, C, D, and E. Just make it so much more simple for all of us.
You're going to the league where the players go to the airport and they don't have a private jet and they don't have a private terminal and they have to go through TSA and they're flying commercial, so half the team is on one flight and the other team, the rest of the team is on a flight that leaves 5 hours later. So they're hanging out at the airport bar. That's the minor leagues.
And then if they win, they can move up.
Then I do like that idea. There's no way to pull it off in, especially in baseball, where the AAA league, the AAA teams are affiliated with various major league teams, so you couldn't just take a group of, say, Florida Marlins players, Miami Marlins players, the baby cakes in New Orleans, who happen to be playing the Iowa Cubs right now, and bump them up to the major leagues. It would be a logistical nightmare. This is all a way for me to avoid the topic that's on the board right now, 366 days.
Yeah, apparently, according to the text line, I'm way off on the different leagues and how they're ranked and or if they're actually leagues or instead tournaments. So I'm just going to stop trying to talk about soccer. Sorry, football.
Champions League is a multinational tourney. Multinational? Multinational. Many nations. Under God. Indivisible. With liberty and... No, okay, I'm sorry.
Yes, Mike, in Iowa City. I am in fact, ignorant about the sport. I can admit that. Absolutely.
This is America in 2019. We're embracing our ignorance. It's a great time to be alive. I mean, I used to fear being ignorant when I was younger. And now, embrace it. Everything is okay. Everybody gets to have their opinion on everything. Well, that's completely wrong. That's no. Well, no. They're entitled to their opinion. Embrace it. You hear it here all the time. I say stupid things here all the time. And I get paid. It's amazing. Some of the ignorant things that come out of my mouth. Embrace it. It's 2019. Everything goes. The more ignorant, the better. And again, this is a way for me to avoid getting to the topic of tomorrow being my birthday.
Tomorrow is your birthday.
Tomorrow is not only my birthday. Tomorrow is, in the eyes of a lot of people and a lot of my friends, a monumental birthday. Because tomorrow is number 39. And 39 is one stop on the train tracks before the 40 station.
Okay. So is this a birthday where you realize you have 365 days to accomplish a bunch of things that you need to get done?
This is where the idea came to me because one of my friends from high school was raising money over the weekend. He is running the Chicago Marathon this year, and he's doing it to raise money, which I think is fantastic. And this is sort of the bucket list thing for him to do. He's never been a runner before. He started, I think he said, with two city blocks and he was out of breath. And now he's building up and I'm very proud of him. And I think I'm going to Chicago for the Chicago Marathon, which I think is in October. Does that sound about right? This is how far ahead I plan my life. Just spur of the moment. I'm going to do something and I'm not even going to know when it is.
October 13th. It's on a Sunday.
I knew I was in the ballpark. It's on a Sunday. Ooh, do we know we've got the leaked Bears schedule. Are they home? I don't. Unless they're playing one team in particular, I'm not necessarily concerned about being there. But so my buddy's running a marathon before he turns 40. And tomorrow's 39 for me, and that gives me 365 days to do a bunch of things before I turn 40. And so I thought it would be fun to put my life, put my next 365 days into the hands of the listener. So what should I put on my... I want to come up with a list of 40 things to do before I turn 40. And some of them I want to put on the list. Maybe I've already done them. The travel out of the country, which is something that I had wanted to do for a really long time. And my wife and I went to the Dominican Republic a couple years ago. And then now I have to fight tooth and nail to drag her across state lines. She never wants to leave Iowa. She did not have a pleasurable experience in the Dominican. I did. I liked it. I liked
she
it a
didn't?
Lot. No. The food,
I won't ask what happened.
The food did not exactly go over well with her.
Did you go to a place where it was all inclusive?
Yes.
So they didn't have a lot of...
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't five-star cuisine.
Right.
Hey, pizza place. And it's like flour and water with some tomato paste and a little bit of cheese. And you get into that trap of you're not paying for it. Yeah, you paid for it.
Did you drink a lot of Presidente beer?
Presidente beer and all of the liquor that I could get my hands on during the
sounds like a great time to me, but
so
I can understand
that. You know, that's on the list. It's something that I've wanted to do before I turn 40, and so that's crossed off the list. But this is an opportunity. This is interactive radio here. What are some? Don't say skydive either. Not doing it. And I could face some of my biggest fears. I really hate snakes. Maybe one of the things that I do between now and 40 is I touch a snake, which sounds really dumb. But for me, I'm telling you, I would need to bring a change of underwear. I've never liked them. I am like Indiana Jones in that way and that way alone.
I'm just thinking, I guess, sports related first, because that's where I want to start. Is there anything that you have not done? You've been to a World Series game.
I've seen the Cubs in the World Series. Sports-wise, see, the underlying issue here is I've got a little kid at home. And so I could come up with this Condé Nast traveler list of things to do where I could go and cut down a coconut from a tree in Hawaii and drink fresh coconut milk from it on the beach. And it's probably not realistic for me.
Here's
leaving
one.
My wife to take care of my child at home. That sucks for everybody involved. Plus me, who doesn't want to... I'm finding it harder and harder to be away from home now.
Okay, well, let's go with the realistic ones then. Like, 0136 says go to the Super Bowl. Probably not realistic, but have you been to Lambeau Field?
I have been to Lambeau Field for a tour, but it was not for a game. So maybe that's an item. Then maybe
that's a
list.
That's a one that's reachable.
So what's going to happen is we'll come up with the list of 40 things. I'll take it home, and then my wife will whittle it down to about 16 things, 14 of which I will already have done, and then I'll have two things to accomplish over the next 366 days. So what should I do between tomorrow, April 18th, 2019? And April 18th, 2020, when I turn 40, and apparently that's when life goes downhill. I don't know why 40 is such a big deal, but we view age as such a landmark. 40, 50, 65. Once you turn 18, once you get to 21, I think that's kind of it. And I've always approached life that way for the last. And then I think it's 25 is when you get a little bit of a bump on your insurance when you get on the other side of 25. So that's probably the last time that I ever felt really good about a birthday.
All right, let's add this one to the list. Trevor in North Liberty thinks you should get a tattoo.
Not happening.
Okay, we'll cross that one back off
list. Yeah, look, that could be number 16 on the list, and number 17 would be find a divorce lawyer. I don't think that would go over too well. My wife does not like tattoos, and I'm not really a tattoo person anyway. However, if you own a tattoo parlor and would like to advertise on the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn, please reach out to us here. We will definitely advertise for you, and I will become the biggest advocate of tattoo. Or if you're a tattoo removal specialist, we can play it both ways. 366-1600, what are some things that I should do between now and turning 40? next year on April 18th.
See, John is trying to find a loophole in your tattoo angst and says, get a tattoo with your son's name on it so you can justify it.
I like 0668, eat sushi. Someone was listening to the program yesterday. I will put that, I'll tell you what, I will put that on the list, and when it goes down, I will, you can have, there's some sushi out there that looks somewhat tolerable. I would just need a lot of rice and very little fish. Very little bit of that fish taste.
Well, if you go like tempura or...
Not technically sushi, though, right? Tempura is cooked.
Well, somebody is saying that at count 8458, cook sushi, man. It's delicious.
I thought sushi implied that it was raw. I'm going to have to get an education.
Can we get a ruling on this one?
I need an education on soccer stadiums in England, pronunciations, and what constitutes sushi and what does not. What's the difference between sushi and sashimi? Did I just make up a word?
No, you didn't.
Okay.
But I don't know the answer to that.
I'm surprised nobody has said eat soup from a gas station.
Brandon in Cedar Rapids has one worse for you that I think you're really, it's going to make your stomach turn over. You ready for
broccoli
this one?
Broccoli and cauliflower that's been in the soup cauldron at the gas station
worse
for 14
than that.
Hours.
Worse than that.
Okay.
Eat a mushroom pizza.
I broadened my horizon in the last year or so. I discovered that black olives on pizza are delicious. I went almost 38 years without consuming black olives, and now I've opened my mind to eating them on pizza occasionally. So I'll put that on the list. Eat a pizza with mushrooms on it. Does it have to be just mushroom pizza, or can it be like pepperoni, sausage, green pepper, onion,
just including mushrooms. Yes.
Okay. Got it.
I'll give the ruling on that one. I'll make the executive decision.
It's on the list. Matt says sushi involves rice. Okay. So it can be cooked and or raw.
Yes. 6936 is sending us a definition of sushi, and all it says is cold rice dressed with vinegar.
1900, Daytona 500. Might be a tough sell.
Oh, no, but it does include with bits of raw seafood. This definition does include bits of raw seafood.
8452 says concert at Red Rocks outside of Denver. See, I do have a cousin who lives in Denver, but I could scale that one back and I could say McGrath Amphitheater. And go see a concert couple blocks away from my house, like right. A mile or so away from my house.
Some people are saying like Mardi Gras in New Orleans. I mean, there's one in St. Louis that you could just go to that's the second largest one.
I got to be honest with you. I can't do New Orleans again. I did New Orleans a couple years ago for the first time ever, and that city almost killed me. And I've been to Vegas. I've been to Las Vegas a number of times. Las Vegas almost killed me. I came back from that. It was a weekend trip. And I came back from that, and I told Tyler, I said, never again. I enjoyed myself. I can't do New Orleans. New Orleans chewed me up and spit me out like an overcooked piece of gumbo. Ride a motorcycle, Brandon in Cedar Rapids. Okay? I'll put it on the list. How much, if I come up with 40 things on the list that I need to do between now and turning 40 next year, how many should I check off in order to view that as a success? Because nobody bats 1,000. I'm not going 40 for 40.
If you get like
75%?
I'd say like a quarter of them. That's a lot of stuff to do, like you said, with a child and with a wife at home and with a full-time job. That's especially with how lofty some of these things are. Yeah, okay, you could go and eat sushi tomorrow, but some of these involve travel. Some of these involve shelling out a lot of money. So if they're 40 and you get to, you know what, I'll say 15. That's pretty good.
The texter says one a month. So if I got 12 accomplished.
I'm kind of with that texter.
5232, by the way, mentioning a mushroom pizza at one of my favorite places in eastern Iowa. If I'm spending the night there, I'm enjoying the beers and some of the other menu items, and I'm not ruining that particular night with a fungus. I do appreciate where you're coming from, though. I do appreciate the suggestions. 319-366-1600. If this has not been one of the most self-serving segments that we've ever done on this program, I don't know what it is. But I'm tried to figure out a way to incorporate my birthday tomorrow, and this is it. A lot of people, oh my God, it's your last birthday in your 30s. What's the difference between 39 and 40? Now, don't answer that if you're an actuarial. I don't want to know the percentage, like how close I am, how much closer I am to death or all of that. If you get inside the numbers on me, don't go morbid. But
have you ever been deep sea fishing?
I have not. That sounds fun. I'll settle for fishing somewhere here.
I could do that. Yeah, you could just go fishing.
When I lived in North Liberty, we had a fantastic, fantastic neighbor who every year went on a fishing trip to up north to Minnesota and Canada. And one year, I think he went with his son, if I remember right. And one year his son couldn't go with him, and he wanted me to go with him. And I didn't have the money at the time, and I didn't do it, and I regret that. I really, really regret that, because I think it would have been a fun trip. 366-1600. Walleye, as far as the eye can see. We need to take a quick timeout. I will compile all of these. Maybe we'll have some of the highlights tomorrow, because there are actually more texts than we can get to while we're on the air here. But coming up in the 6 o'clock hour tonight, your opportunity to take home a $30 gift card to Mulligan's Pub inside the 6 o'clock showdown. When we return, we'll hear some audio from Ken O'Keefe and Kelton Copeland, both made available to the media in Iowa City yesterday. Ken O'Keefe gives insight into Iowa's quarterbacks, both the starter, Nate Stanley, and the guys who could be backing him up when we return after this.
Hi there. I'm here for your basement.
Yes, thank you so much for coming on short notice.
Yeah, what seems to be the problem?
It's my basement. It's bad.
Sure, let's take a look.
No, you don't understand. It's gotten a little out of hand. A pipe leaked in the ceiling and it never quit.
Well, let's assess the damage.
Okay. Hi there.
Who's this?
I told you it was bad.
You two look like you could use ponchos.
The other day it was just a leak, and then this happened.
You know where the shutoff valve is?
Ah, feel that breeze.
I think it's over by that dinghy.
A plumber, are ya? Say, I could use a guy like you. Have any experience on boats?
As a matter of fact, I do. My father was a lobster fisherman up in Nova Scotia for many years.
You don't say.
Yeah, I really only took this plumbing gig to earn a little extra scratch, but really...
Not again.
Home in need of repair? Don't drown in debt. Get a loan. Go to PACO. DePaco Community Credit Union. With low rates and local service, getting money has never been easier. Apply now at DePaco.com.
DePaco Community Credit Union. Equal opportunity lender.
Couples strolling arm in arm would stop to see the display, pointing at the sparkling beauties inside, and little ones would lean in eagerly to see the wonders within. As the decades have passed, the colors behind the glass have changed from gold to silver to platinum and back again, moving with the years, reflecting current trends and classic style. The windows at Hertin & Stalker Jewelers have always been a centerpiece in downtown Iowa City, something to look forward to and share. And now, those windows are even bigger and more wondrous. The Dickens family will create even more beautiful displays with diamonds, colored stones, earrings, necklaces, bracelets, and rings. So come see what's sparkling in those fancy new windows at Hertin & Stalker Jewelers, corner of Dubuque and Washington Streets in downtown Iowa City. Then step inside and say hi to Willa, Terry, Tim, or Kate. One of them is always there.
At Menards, nobody beats our prices, so you can save big money on everything to update your garage. Rust-Oleum's rock-solid garage floor coating kit covers up to 250 square feet and is 20 times stronger than epoxy. You'll be able to drive on it in just 24 hours. Available in three high-gloss colors. On sale for $99. Plus, a Menards gift card is perfect for Mother's Day. Stop in and save big money through April 21st during Menards' Easter sale.
Save big money at Menards.
Cedar Rapids, Iowa City, HelpWanted.com presents the world's worst boss. The one who posts jobs on huge national job sites looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
We need to work as a team at this company, so today we're going to do a team-building exercise called Trust Falls. Sally, I want you to close your eyes, fall, and I'll catch you.
Okay.
One, two, three. Ooh. Okay, lesson number one, fall forward.
Ow.
Don't be a Dave. Find your perfect local employee at Cedar Rapids, Iowa City, helpwanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Ever wanted to play golf at the iconic Pinehurst Resort? Now is your chance.
The Wingo Cup Contest brought to you by Dell Small Business. Listen now through April 24th to win. Only with Golic and Wingo. No purchase necessary. Go to ESPNradio.com for official contest rules.
We've got a poll question at KGYMradio.com for you tonight. What should Iowa basketball look for in a new assistant coach? The poll question live and available for you now, brought to you by Emil's Hideaway. You can find them on First Avenue Southeast, behind Taco John's, next to the Home Depot. 2272 says, do the impossible, win a broadcasting award. I've told my mother not to text me during the program a number of times. I do appreciate, yes, the impossible dream would be winning the award to go alongside UNASH's bevy. He's got so many of them. They're in a box between his desk and Alex's. He doesn't even have... doesn't even display them all. I do agree with the one texter that said, if I actually do commit to doing this, and this wasn't just a throwaway bit to kill time on the radio, if I commit to doing this, it will be rewarding. I am committing to doing this. I'm going to come up with a list of things to get done, and then it's probably the last you'll ever hear about them, unless I die in a tragic ziplining accident, which is being suggested 1900. Not that I die. 1900 is suggesting that I go ziplining. Here's the problem. A lot of these things involve things that I can't do. It's not that I'm uncomfortable with them, but I think this isn't breaking new ground on the program before, but I can't swim. I don't swim. As a matter of fact, I get in water and I sink. There's something wrong about me. There's a lot of things wrong with me. If you've listened to this program for 8 years, you know. But so all of this... you know, ride a jet ski. And I'm just thinking, do I line up the will before or after the jet ski incident? Anything involving water is probably going to be a no-go for me. I could learn how to swim.
Snorkeling?
I could learn how to swim, go into a beginner's class with a bunch of toddlers. That would be gold. Get some video of that. It would be embarrassing. We could put it on the KGYM Facebook page. By the way, if you're on Facebook, give us a like on the KGYM Facebook page. We have got to get to something before we get to Ken O'Keefe. And the Ken O'Keefe stuff is really good, as is the Kelton Copeland. Copeland, we mentioned yesterday with Chad Lystico, really talked up Tyrone Tracy and Nico Regani. You'll hear him in his own words. What we have to do before we get to that point, though, is get you another big board update brought to you by Alexander Lumber and Answers by Alexander, their window showroom located on South Gilbert Street, not too far away from their temporary location in Iowa City. Here's Kyle.
Chad Lystico was first to break the news last night that Iowa assistant basketball coach Andrew Francis would be leaving the program, becoming the first staffer to leave the school during Fran McCaffrey's 9-year tenure. There's still some paperwork left to be done before things are made official, but Lystico also reports Francis could be destined to become a primary assistant under Mark Fox at Cal. We're starting to get an idea of what Iowa's schedule will look like next season. We found out today they're going to play home and aways with Illinois, Maryland, Michigan, Minnesota, Nebraska, Penn State, and Purdue. They'll host Ohio State, Rutgers, and Wisconsin, and travel to Indiana, Michigan State, and Northwestern. The Iowa baseball team spent most of the day trailing Northern Illinois yesterday, behind 3-0 after two innings, 5-2 midway through four, and 6-4 midway through seven. But four unanswered runs in the eighth and ninth innings gave the Hawkeyes an 8-6 victory. Austin Martin's picked up a lot of the offensive slack this season. He led the way yesterday, going 3-for-5 with two RBI. Iowa next hosts Big Ten leading Nebraska for three games beginning on Friday. After scoring 6 goals to beat Team USA in Game 1 in the playoffs on Monday, the Rough Riders finished the job in Game 2 last night, 7-2 to advance to the USHL Eastern Conference Finals. Games 1 and 2 will be hosted by the Chicago Steel on Saturday and Sunday, and a potential Game 3 would be here in Cedar Rapids next Tuesday. Tonight after the show here on KGYM, we'll join the Twins and Blue Jays on the North Gym.
How about remaining gainfully employed for the next 365 days? I'm going to set the bar very low there, and I don't know what part of New Orleans almost killed me Cajun Troy doesn't understand, but if New Orleans almost killed me when she wasn't in the picture, if she was there as sort of my guiding light or my guiding spirit in New Orleans. There's no way they'd be having one of those funerals for me where they're marching in the street. 366-1600.
It wasn't the, it's those tall drinks that you can go get refills at those little stations.
See,
all around town.
I didn't do the hurricane.
The hand grenades or whatever they call
them. I did this cocktail tour where I went to these various bars and sampled all these drinks, and then the next thing you know,
that just sounds like
I'm almost dead.
Was it an official cocktail tour, or was
No, it was one that you paid for.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. No, this is...
I was going to say, New Orleans is just one tour.
I've done a number of unofficial cocktail tours in my life. 5:32, let's get back on track here with some actual sports. So I'm really surprised. Maybe they just don't listen to the program anymore, the stick-to-sports people. But I'm really surprised that last segment actually got a positive response. It's kicking off 39 a day early, but much appreciated. Ken O'Keefe and Kelton Copeland met the media in Iowa City. This is the exact moment where the Iowa State fan who was angry yesterday is getting in their car and turning the radio on. I'm going to go, gosh darn it, another Iowa segment. Ken O'Keefe, let's start with Ken O'Keefe, longtime Kirk Ferentz lieutenant, went away, spent some time in the NFL. Now he's back inside the family for a year. Is this year number three with Ken O'Keefe back? Two or three? Here's Ken O'Keefe talking about deciding who the backup to Nate Stanley is going to be, and then a couple clips discussing Iowa's presumptive starter, Nate Stanley, going into 2019.
Between Manziel and Beekers.
You know, it's, you know, at this point, you know, everybody's, one guy has an up day, then, you know, the other guy, you know, then it's different the next day. So it's back and forth, up and down, you know, the entire time. So it's, you know, we're going to wait till the whole thing's done before, you know, we decide anything. Obviously, it may not get decided until after, preseason in the fall.
I was going to ask, the spring, sometimes it doesn't give you enough time to decide something like that, does it?
Yeah, it's hard, you know, because, you know, it's, you know, the things you're focused on, you know, number one, you're focused on is as much fundamental development as you can possibly get. And we're doing that at every position. You know, I know the defense switched to a 3-4, and they made some decisions that you guys are all over. But we're going to a wristbanded system, you know, which is going to help us move faster. You know, the first call on it is block. You know, the second call on it is tackle. The next call on it is throw, and the other call on it is catch. You know, so those are the things that, you know, that we're focused on, you know, offensively from a fundamental standpoint, and that's really what you want to come out of this with. And that, the development of the fundamentals will help you develop some of the chemistry that you need in order to play offensive football.
He's played at a high level. It's obvious. I think the bowl game against an NFL defense pretty much proved that. And then he had a few games, you know, early in the year, and then maybe at Penn State where, either fundamentally he seemed to break down or he just wasn't as confident in some of the throws. Where is he from a consistency standpoint to getting up to a, you know, competing at a higher level across the board?
Well, I'm not going to know that until we walk on the field in September because – our defense, he knows our defense like the back of his hand to a certain degree. They know us as well. So it's all big cat and mouse game for 15 practices here. So I don't know if you can measure what you're talking about again until we go back out there. But that's the challenge of playing. It's a challenge of coaching. You know, how much can you improve and how are you going to do that? And, you know, he works at it now. Nobody studies more tape than him. I don't think anybody prepares harder than him. He just, you know, he can't get enough of it. And most of our guys are like that as well.
What about the relationships between Nate and some of the receivers? I mean, 2 years ago when you were here and Kelton came in, you were brand new, no returning quarterback, no returning receivers. How have they built the relationship and where do they stand and kind of and where they know where each other's going and stuff?
Well, I mean, the relationship they need to build the most is timing through the pass game. So it's, you know, from the snap, you know, from the snap to getting the ball out of, you know, out of our hands. And, you know, the receivers, when you talk about receivers, you know, they've got a few jobs themselves. You know, number one, you know, be where you're supposed to be when you're supposed to be there. You know, that helps a lot when you're a receiver. Number two, don't fool the quarterback, you know, because the ball will end up going somewhere you don't want it to go. You know, and then the receiver's job, just like the quarterback's job is as well in this situation, is, you know, receiver's got to win that race. You know, what race he's got to win?
To get to the ball.
You know, a lot of people will say get to the ball. Other people will say the race against the defensive back, right? No, the race is really against the defensive line, okay? Because that protection is only going to hold up so long. So they've got to win that race, and we've got to win the race by getting the ball out of our hands at the quarterback position. So, you know, everybody learning how to do their jobs together, that's how chemistry gets built. You know, we've talked about some of that stuff before, but, you know, whether it's a, you know, whatever type of cut it is, you know, versus zone coverage, depending on, you know, if it's the primary read, most of the time, you know, we'd like to have the ball out of our hands, you know, and about a third of the way there by the time the receiver comes out of his cut, because now it's going to be hard to defend that. If it's half the way, if it's 50% of the way there, you know, when he comes out of his cut, it's almost impossible to defend. So those are the kinds of things that you're looking to develop in as far as timing's concerned. Now, versus man-to-man coverage, that stuff's out the window, right? Because they're knocking you around, banging you around, and so the quarterback's got to hang on a little bit longer to see what, you know, how things are going to unfold. But, you know, it's tougher, you know, playing man-to-man's a little bit tougher too for defenses, because they don't want to get run by and get the ball put up over the top of them. So, there's it goes all ways. It goes, both sides of the ball can, you know, but we are working on those types of things all the time that can help the quarterback and the receiver develop timing. Even top of the route drills, where a receiver might take the last two steps of his cut and the quarterback may have his back foot already loaded, and when that receiver moves, he throws and, you know, puts the ball where we ask him to, versus his own coverage, or, you know, versus the man coverage, whatever it may be. But usually top of the route type of drill would be something you do against zone, you know, zone coverage, to develop that, you know, that free timing.
Ken O'Keefe yesterday discussing some of the progress that Nate Stanley has made and talking about the timetable for a decision on who's going to win the backup job behind Nate Stanley. When they'll have that decision, we'll see. We don't get to actually see these guys. Actually, we do. They're going to let the media into one of the final practices, media and family members only. I think they did this about, 10, 12 years ago or something like that, during one of the other times when there wasn't an actual spring game. But the public as a whole does not get to see Iowa football until next fall. And that lends, a little air of mystery around this team, coming off the Outback Bowl victory, but also suffering a ton of key losses, not just to graduation, but a lot of early entrance into the NFL draft, including both T.J. Hockenson and Noah Fant on the offensive side of the football. Let's stay there on the offensive side, because Kelton Copeland also met with the media yesterday. And as we discussed with Chad Lystico from the Des Moines Register, there was a lot of buzz around a couple receivers in particular. And you'll hear why Hawkeye fans are buzzing in Kelton Copeland's own words.
Brandon said Tyrone's playing all three positions and even running back. Can you kind of give me a sense of what he brings to the table and how you might use him this year?
I mean, this kid, he's phenomenal. He's phenomenal. I use that word, you know, with guard. You know, I don't use that word a lot. It's kind of like, in my opinion, what I use the word great. You know, he hasn't done it yet on the field when it counts. But his skill set, going back to when evaluated him out of high school, you just saw certain things out of Tyrone Tracy that were magnetic. This young man has a magnetic ability. You know, anytime he has a ball in his hands or he's around the ball or he's on the field, he has the ability to make plays. And whether, you know, so I'll give you an example. I can't remember the opponent, but when I went to watch his game, it was a, you know, a Friday night game. The opening kickoff, he takes it 75 yards. Opening kickoff, he's a kick returner, takes 75 yards. Then somebody else scored, right? Then, you know, change possession, they get the ball back. The first play from scrimmage, the next time they're on offense, he's at running back. He takes about 55 yards for a touchdown, okay? Fast forward, the next possession, they're on offense, he's at receiver. He catches the ball like on a deep slant, takes it about another 45 yards. So that's three touches and three possessions at three different positions. Right there, I knew we got something special with this guy. He was already committed to us at the time, and I was just, you know, hoping and praying we got to keep him and hoping nobody else saw what I saw. But this young man, when you talk about his ability, that's one thing. He's obviously dynamic, and he can do a lot of things for us. But I think what sets a kid like Tyrone apart is the fact that, I mean, yes, he has ability, but this kid wants to be great. He doesn't want to be just good. He wants to be great. And what I say by that is, when you have a young man that's studying film, especially when they're that young, because a lot of times when a kid coming out of high school, they don't truly understand what it takes to be successful at this level. A lot of them want to just depend on my ability. Oh, I was good in high school, what I did, so I'm gonna just do what I did. When you have a kid like Tyrone, who understands that, yes, I do need to study film, and yes, I do need to understand not just what I do, going back to that F position conversation, I need to understand the whole concept. So I don't just learn what I do on a certain play or a certain assignment. I need to know what everybody else is doing. This kid, give an example, every weekend so far in spring ball, I've been contacted by Tyrone Tracy. Coach, when is the film going to be up? Have you made the cut up yet? Coach, what can I get better at? You know, a lot of times as a coach, you know, in my experience, you'd hope that that's genuine. You hope that that kid not just being like a teacher's pet or a coach's pet. And I could just tell you, it's genuine with Tyrone. He wants to be great. He don't want to just be good. He wants to be great.
In such a short period of time.
The obvious answer, if you step foot on the field, is, I mean, he's a complete football player. And again, I hesitate to use those terms with a young guy, but he has a complete skill set. You know, he has very, very, I would say better than good ball skills. I mean, he has exceptional ball skills. He can track balls that even a good receiver may struggle with. He has very confident hands. You know, he's not a true, I wouldn't label him a blazer as far as top end speed, but he's fast. He plays fast, is more importantly, because there's a lot of guys that, you know, if you time him in a 40 or put him on a track, sure, they're fast guys, right? But then as soon as you put him on a football field, and for whatever reason, you put a helmet on them, and then tell them, hey, there's rules to your route, or you may have to adjust, blah, 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 and they have to think a little bit, they don't play near as fast as they run. Nico plays fast. So I don't know what he runs in the 40, really don't care, but he's one of the fastest players on that football field every rep. So with that, on top of what I was talking about, alluding to with Tyrone, Nico and Tyrone are the first two in my meeting rooms every day. You know, they're one of the last ones out, and they ask great questions. And you expect that out of young guys. You want that out of young guys, I should say. A lot of times what you don't get out of young guys is that confidence enough to ask those questions in front of their peers, because they don't want to be embarrassed or, you know, make it look like I don't know what I'm talking about, or, you know, get called out, stuff like that. With them, it's not about that. It's not about how they look. Like I said, they want to be great. They want to be successful, and they understand that. So those two kids, Nico and Tyrone, they're studious. Yes, they're physically gifted and they have skill sets, you know, that not every athlete has. But what sets them apart is they're doing the work.
There's a little bit of Kelton Copeland and Ken O'Keefe from yesterday's media availability in Iowa City. So a couple names to keep an eye on there. And it's exactly what the Hawkeyes need, especially as we've talked about recently with the running back situation and whether or not they're completely on solid ground there, and the loss of Noah Fant and TJ Hawkinson in the passing game. They're going to need some guys to step up. And as we addressed yesterday, but these were the quotes that we were basically using for the basis of our discussion with Chad yesterday about some of these guys that Hawkeye fans may be becoming acquainted with this fall.
I'm excited to see what those two guys look like, because I know, especially these past couple of years, we've been talking about certain weapons that the offense has employed that really they hadn't had before. They didn't. You really don't think of a Kirk Ferentz team having a quick, shifty, game-breaking running back like Akram Wadley. You don't think really anybody in college football or at the NFL, for that matter, has two elite-level tight ends like Iowa had last year, Noah Fant and TJ Hockenson. And when was the last time that you saw Iowa with that type of game-breaking slot receiver that you could flex out and do a bunch of different things with? So I think these two guys are being looked at as X factors in this offense. Now, that can be dangerous when you're talking about two very young players, but Kelton Copeland is a guy that doesn't sugarcoat things. And in fact, he was asked about Amir Smith-Marset as well and said that Amir Smith-Marset is having a little bit of inconsistencies in spring. And the way he talked about those two guys, you have to think that there's definitely some ability there, and we'll find out whether they can translate that to the field this fall.
Well, let's speaking of sugarcoating, if you listened to yesterday's show, you know there was some discussion as to which receiver has the nickname Sweet Feet. We had that from the player audio yesterday. Let's get the top Kelton Copeland cut in. We've still got the time. We've got time, so let's go ahead and play this. This is just sort of a broad overview of the receiver group from Kelton Copeland.
First off, I just wanted to obviously talk about the receivers, you know, how we've done offensively and how they've done individually as a group. You know, what we've done up to this point in spring ball, in particular at the receiver position, I think it is we're on our way. Right, we've made solid improvements every single opportunity. You know, we don't talk about practices per se. We talk about them as opportunities. So today we had opportunity number 10 in our room, and I think we made some strides. We're actually right in the middle of watching that practice from this morning right now as the offensive staff. And, you know, we made some strides. There's guys that are improving on a daily basis. As a coach, you're never making the improvements as fast as, you know, as a coach thinks you should. But, you know, if I step back and take an unbiased eye and just evaluate things as a whole, they're definitely making strides as a group. Individually, you know, if I had to point out certain guys, I hesitate to do so. But, you know, if I'm being honest, up to this point so far, I would say Nico Reganey and Tyrone Tracy have made the biggest strides and the biggest effect offensively and in our room. Those two guys have really done a great job of just taking the lead, as you know, on the field, taking the lead as far as meetings. And you don't really see that a lot from young guys. So when you got two guys, especially that young, doing that, it's impressive. It catches our eye.
So a little more Iowa football discussion for you here on a Wednesday edition of the program. A bonus cut from Iowa wide receivers coach Kelton Copeland. 319-366-1600. You can share your reaction to any of those clips that you just heard with us on the Hertine and Stocker Jewelers text line. When we return, the schedules are out, just like in The Jerk when Steve Martin's character, Navin Johnson, gets really excited about the new phone books being in. The schedules are sort of out. We know some of the games that teams are playing, but we don't know the full schedule, not only in the NFL, but in Big Ten men's and women's basketball. We'll shed some light on it when we return after this.
Swing into the golf season with an annual pass at Amana Colonies Golf Club. Nestled among eastern Iowa's rolling hills, Amana Colonies Golf Club winds its way along 18 championship holes. These spectacular surroundings have led to Amana Colonies Golf Club's consistently high rankings from Golf Digest and Golf Magazine and the title of Top Public Golf Course in Iowa numerous times. Now is your chance to play Amana Colonies Golf Club all season long. Receive unlimited golf, cart, practice balls, and a reciprocal program that now includes 30 different clubs, all for just $1,399. Learn more at amanagolf.com.
If we build it, They will come.
You don't always notice the things that need to be remodeled or repaired at your business, but your customers do. Keep everything welcoming and looking sharp with Jackson Remodeling and Repair. Whatever your business needs, design, remodeling, repair, they'll take care of it. The owners at Jackson Remodeling and Repair personally visit each job site to make sure things are staying on schedule and meeting your expectations.
Go the distance.
Call them for a quote. Jackson Remodeling and Repair, 319-214-6943.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Joan London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. It's a free service, and we've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad. There's a place for answers, A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-375-7751. That's 1-800-375-7751.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
When you're looking for quality auto parts, shop O'Reilly Auto Parts. With thousands of parts and accessories in stock and online, you're sure to find what you need with quick in-store delivery for those hard-to-find parts and accessories. Shop your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store or O'ReillyAuto.com. Better parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Adam Schefter Podcast.
Huge cost to absorb to get rid of a great player like Antonio Brown in a franchise that once was set up with the Killer Bees is down to one Killer Bee. And he's going to need the support of James Conner and Juju Smith-Schuster now to keep the Steelers afloat in the AFC North, where I actually think the Cleveland Browns might be the favorite to win that division.
The Adam Schefter Podcast. Listen or subscribe on the ESPN app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
When you join the Fuel Rewards program at Shell, you'll never pay full price for gas again.
Even if my car horn sounds like this?
Sure.
Even if I always blast techno in my car?
Yeah.
Even if I drive for miles with the turn signal on?
Of course, even then. It's time to save 5 cents per gallon or more on every fill, every day with instant gold status. Visit FuelRewards.com to join now and save today. Active gold status required. See FuelRewards.com/gold for details. At participating Shell stations only. Limit 20 gallons.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Joan London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. It's a free service, and we've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad. There's a place for answers, A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-375-7751. That's 1-800-375-7751.
Coming up inside the 6 o'clock hour tonight, your chance to take home our $30 gift card to Mulligan's Pub on Old Marion Road. Could not be easier to find Mulligan's. Just take the 42nd Street exit and head east until 42nd Street meets Old Marion Road. A left-hand turn, and you will see Mulligan's not too far off in the distance. Join us next Thursday for the KGYM road trip driven by Linder Tire and lindertire.com. We'll be back at Mulligan's from 4 until 7. Happy hour runs from 3 until 6. And then on Thursdays, 6 until close, it's half-price wings. More to get to coming up in the 6 o'clock hour tonight. We're going to chat a little NBA basketball with Brad Botkin. Plus, as we mentioned, the 6 o'clock showdown on tap. I promise not to have any more birthday discussion or talk of the Tampa Bay Lightning completely blowing. It wasn't just that they lost. They got swept in four games by, I mean, that's the equivalent of the Clippers sweeping the Golden State Warriors in four games, which hasn't happened and won't happen, but that's what that would, if that happened, ESPN would be nonstop around the clock, First Take, all of this stuff. It happens in the NHL, and I to ESPN's credit, I did hear it was mentioned on multiple programs and across multiple platforms today.
I bet Barry Melrose was busy today making the rounds on some of the ESPN shows.
But nowhere near the level of discussion about the NBA playoffs. And I'm thinking, man, if the shoe were on the other foot there, you have the team that had the best overall record in the league, and they don't even win a game in their opening round series against an 8 seed. Why is this not a bigger story? And then you remember, well, It's the NHL. And ESPN used to have the NHL broadcast rights, and then they dropped them like a hot potato once one of the – I can't even remember which labor issue it was that basically led them to move on from the NHL.
It wasn't the last one, but it was the labor issue prior to the last one.
And that's part of hockey's problem, is that there was an extended period of time where it just seemed like the labor issues were grinding the game to a halt, cutting the season short.
It's a league run by idiots. Absolutely.
And Gary Bettman is king. He's sitting in the Iron Throne of idiots, Game of Idiots, the National Hockey League edition.
I mean, if there is anybody that can make Roger Goodell look good, it's Gary Bettman.
I used to think Gary Bettman looked a little too much like Kevin Spacey, and now that that we know more about Kevin Spacey, it's even creepier. Now I really have a hard time looking at Gary Bettman and thinking anything other than Kevin Spacey in American Beauty, which I still like that movie, and I just don't know what to think of Kevin Spacey anymore. It's fine. We talked about this before with other things on the program where it's a different era, and it causes you to completely look at things differently. And stuff that would have, well, not the Kevin Spacey stuff wouldn't have flown 25 years ago. I can tell you that much. But some of the other things that we've discussed here over the months and years, just like the flipping bats in baseball. And I think more and more people are coming around to the idea that, no, let's not throw a 99-mile-an-hour projectile at a guy's head because he showed a little bit of flair.
Or butt. Like, let's just not throw a 99-mile-an-hour projectile at somebody because they showed a little flair.
Yeah, because you're aiming for somebody's backside, and if you don't do a good enough job of aiming, it can hit them somewhere else and cause serious damage. So I'm completely on board there. What's Scott Dockerman say on Twitter about pitcher strikeouts?
Yeah, if a pitcher pumps his fist, the batter should be able to throw the bat at the pitcher. Now, that's being a little facetious, but does that not sort of underscore how ridiculous the notion is?
It is a little interesting, especially when you think baseball and hockey are the two sports where there tend to be encounters between the two teams more often than not. Football, because of the pads and the helmet, not so much. But if you got in a fight, if you did what guys do in a hockey game or sometimes in a baseball game when the bench is clear, if you did that on the street, you'd get arrested. It'd be assault. Although in baseball, punches are very rarely thrown. But hockey,
just guys yelling at each other.
Hockey fights, that's stuff that gets people sent to jail in the real world. But hey, because you've got a ticket and they're wearing a sweater, and it's just part of good, clean family fun. 366-1600, the Hertzian and Stocker Jewelers text line, has been very active today, and we anticipate that number being active when we return, because it's almost time to play the 6 o'clock showdown. We'll get to that when we return after this.
KGYM Cedar Rapids, 1600 AM, 106.3 and 107.5 FM, KCIA HD3 and 4, Cedar Rapids, Iowa City.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm Doug Brown. A Florida judge today temporarily blocks the release of surveillance video in the solicitation case against Patriots owner Robert Kraft. A hearing about those videos is now set for Monday, April 29th. Two groups of media companies, one of which includes ESPN, are suing for the public release of that evidence, including the videos. The full 2019 NFL schedule will be released shortly. A number of games have already leaked out. The Super Bowl champion Patriots will open in Foxborough in a Sunday night game against the Steelers. It'll be the first time in 16 years the defending champs won't play on opening night. The Stanley Cup playoffs are only a week old, and the team with the best regular season record is already out. The Tampa Bay Lightning swept by the Columbus Blue Jackets. ESPN's Barry Melrose.
That's something that stays with you for the rest of your life. You'll never forget that feeling of that clock going down in game four, looking up and seeing that you hadn't won a game, and all the great players that you had in the team, and realize that you underachieved.
Barry Melrose on Golic and Wingo. The Maple Leafs, Predators, and Avalanche all carry 2-1 leads into their games tonight. Warriors center DeMarcus Cousins doesn't need surgery, but will likely miss the rest of the playoffs. with a torn left quad. The Warriors and Clippers are tied at one. Game three is tomorrow night. New Pelicans executive VP for basketball ops David Griffin says Coach Alvin Gentry will stay on the job, and Griffin thinks he might be able to talk Anthony Davis out of his trade requests. The Celtics, Bucks, and Rockies all take one games to none lead into playoff games tonight.
The Atlanta Braves head to Cleveland to face the Indians in their first interleague action of the season. Coverage begins Saturday at 3:30 Eastern and Sunday at 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app. Presented by Indeed.
If your vehicle isn't stopping like it used to or makes squealing noises when you brake, shop the Spring Brake Deal Savings Event at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Right now, buy a set of Brake Best Select pads and a pair of rotors and get a $20 O'Reilly gift card by mail. Don't miss the Spring Brake Deals at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. It's a free service, and we've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad. There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-375-7751. That's 1-800-375-7751.
The great thing about facts, they're proven. Like the fact that crude oil contains impurities. Or that base oil made from natural gas is 99.5% free of impurities. And the fact that Pennzoil is the first synthetic motor oil made from natural gas, not crude oil. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W30. Find it at Firestone Complete Auto Care.
6:03, the third and final hour of the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn, with you on 1600 AM, Eastern Iowa's home for great sports talk radio on ESPN and local programming, including Scott Unash and Mark Dukes on the Gym Class every day, Monday through Friday from 3 until 4. Just a reminder, you can tune in tomorrow. They've got tickets to see Cody Jinks at the McGrath Amphitheater. Tickets on sale for that outdoor concert in June right now, but you can win them just by listening to Scott and Mark. They'll have an update on the renovations to Kingston Stadium coming for you tomorrow on a Thursday Gym Class. If I'm not mistaken, Thursday also means smoking. Dave Koken.
He was really high on the Tampa Bay Lightning.
Oh, he's going to be angry.
He's not going to be happy.
You're going to get fuming Dave Koken
Although,
tomorrow.
I do believe I saw a tweet from him yesterday that he's starting to come around on the prospects of TJ Otzelberger being okay at UNLV. He wasn't happy
at
first.
He had a really hot take on TJ Otzelberger taking over UNLV, and I can't remember the reasoning why.
Because he's not a big name.
Oh, so this is very similar to Iowa fans, and now that there's an opening on Fran McCaffrey's staff, they don't want necessarily Fran to fill that opening with the best possible coach who has good defensive chops. They want to fill that spot on the staff with a name. Matt Gatens, Jeff Horner, Dean Oliver. Name any former Iowa basketball player and somebody will come out of the woodwork to say that they would be a great fit. Never mind the guy that you've never heard of who could possibly be the next great assistant coach who's known for their defense, who comes in and turns a program around. He could be out there. You want the name that you recognize and makes you feel good about your team. Okay, that's fine. Luke Yaklich. Google the name. The guy was a social studies teacher, wound up as an assistant coach at Illinois State, and then made his way to John Beilein's staff in Ann Arbor and completely helped remake the fortunes of the Wolverines. Jeff Bowles, former assistant under Thad Matta at Ohio State, basically the mastermind of the defensive game plan for the Buckeyes game in and game out, has gone on to two head coaching stops since his time at Ohio State. It can be done. You can have a coach who has some defensive bona fides on his resume on your bench. Doesn't necessarily have to have worn your team's uniform. Here's the number to call right now, 319-366-1600. We need callers number 1 and 2 to play the 6 o'clock showdown. As we have alluded to all throughout the program tonight, we have a very nice prize for you. $30 to use any way you see fit, drinks or food at Mulligan's Pub. They're located on Old Marion Road on the northeast side of town off 42nd Street. Just take 42nd Street until it tees out with Old Marion Road. Take a left-hand turn. You'll see Mulligan's on the left-hand side. We're going to be back there a week from tomorrow. The KGYM road trip driven by Linder Tire and lindertire.com. It's really simple. All you need to do is answer as many questions as you can. We've got 7 of them for each listener. 7 questions, 60 seconds. Whoever answers the most correctly will be enjoying that $30 to Mulligan's. We've got 1 caller lined up, still looking for caller number 2. Looks like they're getting loaded into the system. 366-1600 also doubles as the Hertine and Stocker Jewelers text line. A big thank you to the Dickens family for their continued support of KGYM and the rest of the KGYM family here on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids. But without any further ado, let's get to the phone lines here and welcome Casey in Cedar Rapids aboard, as well as JJ in Hiawatha. JJ is going to be answering Alex's questions, and Casey will be answering mine. Gentlemen, how are we tonight?
Pretty good.
All right.
Doing all right.
Casey, let's hang tight here. Remain silent for just a second, because Alex and JJ are going to make the fateful decision as to whether they want to go first or whether they want to go second.
And as always, I will leave it up to JJ. What do you think?
I'd like to go first.
All right. So we're going to lead off here.
Okay. So Alex, or Casey, I'm sorry, remain silent, and we'll get our crack when these two guys are done.
All right, JJ, are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right. If you don't know the answer, just say pass. We will circle back around. Your time starts now. The Colonels will host Beloit tomorrow. What AL West team are the Snappers affiliated with? Is it the Angels, the Mariners, the Rangers, or the Athletics?
Rangers.
Loyola's Porter Moser turned down $2.2 million a year from this Big East school.
Georgetown.
The Chicago Bears and this team will open the NFL season September 5th at Soldier Field.
Pittsburgh Steelers.
Former Iowa guard Maishi Daly is transferring to this MAC school.
Akron.
How many green jackets has Tiger Woods won?
5.
Joel Quenneville is the new coach of this NHL franchise.
Calgary Flames.
This NL East team has lost its closer for the rest of the season.
The Philadelphia Phillies.
Loyola's Polder.
And you got Mosier. 2. You got 2. I've seen 2 win before, so JJ, hang tight. Casey, whenever you are ready, your 60 seconds will start. So you let me know if you're ready.
Yep, I'm ready.
All right, Casey, which school will now former Iowa assistant Andrew Francis be heading to, according to the Des Moines Register?
Pass.
Christian Yelich has 9 home runs this season. How many of the 9 have come against St. Louis?
5.
The Tampa Bay Lightning became the first team in NHL history to win the President's Trophy and get swept in the first round of the playoffs. Which team beat them?
Pass.
Which 7-time All-Star pitcher fell to 0-4 on the season last night, saying after the game, "I just flat-out stink." That is correct. Which first-place Big Ten team does the Iowa baseball team host in Iowa City this weekend?
Boy. Michigan.
As of this week, who's the highest-paid player in the NFL?
Russell Wilson.
Which team came into the day with the fewest wins in Major League Baseball?
Cleveland?
Good guess. We've got ourselves a tie.
That's 2 weeks in a row. We have a tie.
We're working on a little bit of a streak here. So JJ, Corey, Casey, my apologies. This is how we're going to break the tie. We're going to read a tie-breaking question. If you want to try to answer it, blurt out your name and nothing else. Last week, we had somebody also blurt out the answer, and they were a little bit late, and that helped the other person win. So if you want to take a stab at it, you blurt out your name. It helps us identify the voice. Whoever blurts it out first gets first crack at it. Now, if you miss, then the other contestant wins. So keep that in mind as to whether or not you want to take a stab at this. We've talked a lot about Luke Yaklich on the program tonight. He is a Big Ten basketball assistant coach for another team in the Big Ten, not Iowa, but we've talked about him in light of Andrew Francis leaving the Hawkeye program. What Big Ten school does Luke Yaklich work for? JJ.
Michigan.
That is the correct answer. Luke Yaklich, the defensive assistant coach for John Beilein. Casey, we appreciate you playing with us tonight. And JJ and Hiawatha will put you on hold. And Kyle's going to give you an opportunity to get your hands on that $30 gift card to Mulligan's Pub on Old Marion Road. Cubs and Marlins are underway at Marlins Park. Scoreless in the first inning. Chris Bryant just going down on strikes. White Sox losing earlier today to the Kansas City Royals. A little bit of a kerfuffle in that game between Tim Anderson and Brad Keller, the starting pitcher for the Royals. Now, there was apparently there was an issue dating back to last season with Tim Anderson and a celebration that did not sit well with Salvador Perez. Perez is out for the season at this point, but the Royals baseball teams have really long memories. And it apparently resurfaced today after Tim Anderson homered. Not enough to propel the Royals past the White Sox, though. Kansas City wins 4-3 in 10 innings. 6-3, Cardinals double up the Brewers. The Phillies beat the Mets 3-2, and same score in Los Angeles as the Dodgers hung on to beat the Reds. Let's take a look at some of the questions that were missed there. Andrew Francis is reportedly heading to Cal, where he will be the top assistant on staff. This is really almost mind-blowing at this point. Christian Yelich, the reigning National League MVP, has 9 home runs already in 2019. 8 of them have come against the Cardinals. The other one came against the Cubs, if I remember correctly. Tried to purge the Milwaukee series from my mind at this point. 8 of his 9 home runs off Cardinals pitching. Columbus, the Blue Jackets, were the team that swept the Tampa Bay Lightning out of the first round of the Stanley Cup playoffs last night. Nebraska, currently occupying first place in the Big Ten, comes to Duane Banks Field this weekend to take on the Hawkeyes. And the team coming into the day with the fewest wins in Major League Baseball, just referenced them, they're hosting the Cubs right now in Miami. That would be the Marlins.
The Colonels will host Beloit tomorrow, and they are an affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. We talked about it yesterday, and it sort of broke as we were on the show, but Loyola's Porter Mosier turned down $2.2 million a year from St. John's. The Bears will open the NFL season on September 5th at Soldier Field against the Green Bay Packers. He got the question about Macy Daly going to Akron and Tiger Woods having 5 green jackets. Joel Quenneville is the new coach of the Florida Panthers. And the NL East team that lost its closer for the rest of the season, the Atlanta Braves.
Oh, yeah, Aroides Vizcaino going down for the rest of the year. And that immediately leads everybody to speculate that Craig Kimbrell could be returning to the Atlanta Braves. He's pitched there in the past, came up with them, if I'm not mistaken, before being traded to the San Diego Padres and then eventually making his way to Boston. He's one of those free agent fish that's hanging out there waiting to be angled in, along with Dallas Keuchel, who continues to throw 95-pitch bullpen sessions every 5 days so that he's about as ready as possible to fall into a rotation, drop into a rotation. I don't know at this point. These guys are going to linger out there. The longest I can think, when did Kyle Loesch sign several years ago? It was past spring training. I think the season had already started, but this is almost unprecedented territory, if not unprecedented territory, to have guys of their caliber who have been unemployed now for 2+ weeks of the Major League Baseball season. They want longer deals. Now, the report that I read yesterday is that Dallas Keuchel, anyway, is open to a short-term deal where maybe he would take a one-year deal. There's been some speculation that the San Diego Padres, who've gotten off to such a good start in the NL West, would be a fit for him, especially with the bigger parks in the NL West. The problem there, though, is that the Padres have a pretty good pitching staff right now. You've never heard of most of them. Nick Margavicius, who was in the Midwest League last year when Fort Wayne was here in Cedar Rapids. Chris Paddock, who came to the Padres via a trade with the Marlins. But they're pitching pretty well right now. They may not actually need Dallas Keuchel.
How is I sort of understand Dallas Keuchel. You see some of these starters who are not necessarily in the middle of their prime anymore, who you see a little bit of a downturn from, and Lance Lynn comes to mind, those guys not getting signed. Jake Arrieta was another one. But how is Craig Kimbrell still sitting out there? That one I just don't understand at all.
The only thing that I can put my finger on with Kimbrell is if you look at baseball, relievers are kind of popping up in a lot of different places. You know, the Brewers get guys like Jeremy Jeffress and Josh Hader, and you got guys that are throwing harder for shorter periods of time, more so than in previous eras in baseball. And I think the prevailing wisdom out there is it's sort of carried over from fantasy league baseball. Fantasy baseball, you'd see teams, owners would spend a lot of money on closers, or they would draft closers high in the draft where they'd take that elite Craig Kimbrell. And then if you wait into the 18th round, you've got Alex Colomé of the White Sox out there, and saves are saves. And so now I think teams are sort of approaching this as, we don't need to pay big money for somebody to close out games because we can get guys like A.J. Minter, who's closing games for the Braves, presumably will be their closer now with Vizcaíno out, or some of these other, you know, the Twins, Minnesota Twins, which we talked with Phil Miller on the program yesterday, who covers them for the Star Tribune, using sort of a closer by committee, where you got three or four guys, depending on the situation and who gets used earlier in a game and who doesn't. Guys like Trevor May, Trevor Hildenberger, Taylor Rogers, the left-hander. So it's just sort of baseball's changed a little bit with the closer role. And Craig Kimbrell's out there, certainly with the talent to continue pitching in Major League Baseball. He wants a longer-term deal. Clubs aren't willing to give it to him. And it's like a game of chicken. But I don't think anybody's going to budge. 619, we appreciate everybody taking part in the showdown tonight. And again, a thank you to Mulligans for providing us that $30 gift card to use. Hopefully, again, next Thursday we'll be back there for a KGYM road trip. We'll have lots of other great prizes and giveaways for you as well. There's always, it's not just coming out and hanging out, and I hesitate to say see the show because really, it's just two guys sitting up at a table talking into headsets, and you can hear us in the background. There are no stage props or anything. Did you see the Lebatard show is doing a stage show in New York sometime?
I did not see this.
Later this year, like it's a standalone, like you buy a ticket and you go see them. It's sort of like not a Broadway play, but they're going to be
up
there.
It's not on the radio at all?
No radio, no TV.
Show.
It's just a content specifically for that studio audience in New York, I think at the Gramercy Theater. You're not seeing us at the Paramount anytime soon or Theater Cedar Rapids, I can tell you that much. 620, the nearest junior high auditorium. We'll stick with the studio here on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids. They'll occasionally let us roam about, but that's about it. Now, don't forget, you can vote in our poll question tonight, kgymradio.com. With an opening on Fran McCaffrey's staff, what should Fran and the Hawkeyes be looking for in the new assistant coach? KGYM Radio poll question is brought to you by Emil's Hideaway. You can find them on First Avenue Southeast behind Taco John's next to the Home Depot, where the Emil's is one of the several places in Cedar Rapids that serves the Impossible Burger, which is the entirely plant-based hamburger that's supposed to taste like a hamburger. It looks like a hamburger. I've never had one before, and now I'm adding another list to my 40 things to do before I turn 40 next year. Tomorrow is my 39th birthday. 40 things to do before I turn 40. Try the Impossible Burger at Emil's or another Cedar Rapids location. It looks like a hamburger. I don't know how you make a plant taste like meat, but I've talked to some people that have had it before. They said you can't really tell the difference. I don't know about that.
I know. I figured you might be skeptical.
How can you make a burger out of plant and say, oh, it looks like ground beef and it tastes like ground beef and it's plant. And plant in my mind is healthy. And that's sort of where that's where my hitch comes with that. I'd get it about 3 inches away from my mouth and my brain would overtake my hand and it would say, that's a salad.
Yeah, because you know what
it
is.
You're putting in your mind. It's a salad that looks like a hamburger.
Now, what we need to do is just have somebody serve it to you when you order a hamburger and see if you can tell the difference.
Jamie, if you're listening and the rest of the staff there at Emil's, don't do this to me. Don't
do
this
to him.
Now, the next time I order one of those junior barbecue burgers, that better be beef on the bun.
You heard it. He said it. One of the things on his 40 things to do before he turns 40 is try a plant burger.
The things I get myself into more trouble behind this microphone, and I don't even realize it. The NBA playoffs are continuing. You can hear many of the games right here on KGYM throughout the course of the playoffs. Brad Botkin is with us, joining us next from CBS Sports. He'll give us his take on what happened to the Warriors the other night and everything else from the NBA playoff landscape when we return after this.
Linn County Rural Electric Cooperative is committed to providing electricity that's reliable, cost-effective, and sustainable. Did you know nearly 60% of their electricity comes from emission and carbon-free resources? That minimizes the impact on our natural environment, which is good for everybody. How does Linn County REC do this? With their generation mix. It's a diverse fuel mix of coal, nuclear, hydro, landfill gas generation, wind, solar, natural gas, and oil energy resources. When Linn County REC members switch on a light or the computer, they know they're using more sustainable and environmentally friendly power. And with such a variety of energy sources in the mix, it also means increased reliability across a broad spectrum of conditions, including severe weather here in Iowa. The generation mix is good stuff, and just another one of the benefits of membership with Linn County Rural Electric Cooperative.
This is an ad about Twins tickets. This is an ad about Twins tickets.
This is an ad about Twins tickets.
Here's where we talk about Twins tickets.
Get Twins season tickets today. With flexible plans, there's a package to fit your budget and schedule. Get the best seats at the best prices, plus 10% off food and drinks and other exclusive benefits.
That was an ad about Twins tickets. That was an ad about Twins tickets. That was an ad about Twins tickets. Here's some music.
Buy tickets at twinsbaseball.com.
Before a lot of breweries knew the difference between a hop and a scotch, we were already creating our now classic beers. At Third Base Brewery, we've been refining our brews for over 20 years, with perfection in every pour. And our all-your-favorites with a few surprises menu is just as tempting. That's why people always come back to gather at Third Base Brewery. After all, at Third Base, you're practically home. Stop in, Third Base Brewery, corner of Blair's Ferry Road and Sea Avenue in Cedar Rapids.
There's one.
I see it.
Another.
See it. Didn't see that one.
Potholes are just waiting to damage your ride. If you hit one, it can mess up your alignment, shocks, struts, and suspension. So if your vehicle has a disagreement with a pothole, have Linder Tire take a look at it. They can make sure it's all right or fix any problems that annoying pothole caused. Linder Tire in Iowa City, North Liberty and Grinnell. See them at lindertire.com.
It's hard to get ahead when you start out behind. In school debt, looking for a job in a crowded market. Here's a smarter option. There's a place that will pay you to learn, for real. You get on-the-job training with classroom instruction and get paid and receive benefits the entire time. The apprenticeship program with Sheet Metal Workers Local 263 is like getting paid to go to school and start a solid career. Find out all about this great way to get ahead in life at smart263.org. smart263.org.
The Twins have lost back-to-back games for the first time all season long. They'll try to get back in the win column. Game three of a four-game series with the Blue Jays coming up on Wednesday night. Hi, this is Corey Provis on your home for Twins baseball.
Tonight, starting at 7 on 107.5 FM, the North Gym.
6:26, welcome back in. The Cubs and the Marlins underway in Miami. Wilson Contreras with a double. Perhaps you'll be hearing about him tomorrow on the next installment of the Cubs Report, brought to you by yours truly, along with the cooperation of Hertin and Stocker in Iowa City. Check them out online at HertinandStockerJewelers.com. Also located in Iowa City, our friends from Alexander Lumber. They've got a temporary location at 2802 Independence Drive, and you can check them out there or at their new location coming soon. They bring you this big board update. Here's Kyle.
Chad Lystico was first to break the news last night that Iowa assistant basketball coach Andrew Francis would be leaving the program, becoming the first staffer to leave the school during Fran McCaffrey's 9-year tenure. There's still some paperwork left to be done before things are made official, but Lystico also reports Francis could be destined to become a primary assistant under Mark Fox at Cal. We're starting to get an idea what Iowa's schedule will look like next season. We found out they're going to play home and aways with Illinois, Maryland, Michigan, Minnesota, Nebraska, Penn State, and Purdue. They'll host Ohio State, Rutgers, and Wisconsin, and travel to Indiana, Michigan State, and Northwestern. The Iowa baseball team spent most of the day trailing Northern Illinois yesterday, behind 3-0 after two innings, 5-2 midway through four, and 6-4 midway through seven. But four unanswered runs in the eighth and ninth innings gave the Hawkeyes an 8-6 victory. Austin Martin has picked up a lot of the offensive slack this season, and he led the way yesterday, going 3-for-5 with two RBI. Iowa next hosts Big Ten leading Nebraska for three games beginning on Friday. After scoring six goals to beat Team USA in Game 1 in the playoffs on Monday, the Rough Riders finished the job in Game 2 last night 7-2 to advance to the USHL Eastern Conference Finals. Games 1 and 2 will be hosted by the Chicago Steel on Saturday and Sunday, and a potential Game 3 would be here in Cedar Rapids next Tuesday. We'll actually be talking to Mark Carlson tomorrow during the 5 o'clock hour. And tonight after the show, we're going to join the Twins and Blue Jays. They're already in progress. We'll join them on the North Gym, 107.5 FM.
The Iowa softball team is in Des Moines taking on Drake today. That game was supposed to get underway at 5 o'clock. They had some weather issues, as you can imagine, if you're looking to the west. And they will be starting shortly in our state capital. The Hawkeyes looking to pick up an in-state non-conference win. I think the Colonels and the Quad Cities River Bandits made the right call tonight in postponing the game. It will not be played tonight. That was part of that road series that was moved to Cedar Rapids from Davenport and the Quad Cities. Not enough staff on hand in Cedar Rapids to pull the tarp in case something did happen. So that game will now be made up as part of a doubleheader on May 13th with first pitch starting at 5:30. And that is here in Cedar Rapids, even though it was a road game supposed to be played in Davenport, as circumstances would have it. Quad Cities was not scheduled to host Cedar Rapids again in the first half, so when there are games to be played against two teams, the other team that hosts picks up the doubleheader game. So once again, the road game in Davenport now set to be a home game here in Cedar Rapids. 366-1600, the Hertin and Stocker Jewelers text line, as Brad Botkin of CBS Sports is set to join the program momentarily. Lots of intrigue in the NBA playoffs, especially with that Clippers comeback win against Golden State the other night, and some other teams are looking pretty good. Denver, how about the Nuggets? Monte Morris.
It's a pretty solid young team. The one that I'm looking at, and I'm interested in getting Brad's thoughts on, Russell Westbrook and the Oklahoma City Thunder are getting outclassed in every sense of the word by the Portland Trail Blazers. And I know people think that Russell Westbrook is a star and he's a very good player, but year two, I know that the season isn't, or the series isn't over yet, but this is the second year in a row where they could lose in the first round.
Well, at least every team has better luck so far than the Tampa Bay Lightning did in the Stanley Cup playoffs. The Boogie Cousins loss is certainly a downer for Golden State, but at the end of the day, they're still Golden State, and they're still the king of the mountain for a reason. Pacers and the Celtics are underway with Indiana on top right now, 27-22. That game currently airing on TNT. And Brad is with us now, Brad Botkin of CBS Sports, discussing the NBA playoffs to date. And Brad, what's the top storyline to you so far throughout the course of the playoffs? Granted, it's early.
Yeah, I mean, these have been some pretty incredible playoffs so far. It's a huge comeback by the Clippers, the Nets, and the Magic pull off, a game one upset. The Blazers, I don't think a lot of people, 9 of our 10 experts, if you want to call us, we picked the series. 9 of 10 of us picked the Thunder to win that series. So I think that's a bit of a surprise with Nurkic going down for Portland. But, I think that there have been, of course, Cousins and his injury. Usually the first round of the NBA playoffs are pretty uneventful, but can't say that this year. They've been really exciting across the board. Really the only series that I think is a complete runaway, obviously, is Milwaukee-Detroit. That's going to be a stomp. Milwaukee's going to move on really easily. It's too bad that, Blake Griffin's in the situation that he's in. But I think just by and large, collectively, the first round has been much more eventful than usual.
Portland and Oklahoma City. Oklahoma City in an 0-2 hole, in danger of losing in the first round for the second consecutive year. Is the criticism that surrounds Russell Westbrook in the playoffs starting to become warranted?
Yeah, I don't think Russell Westbrook, and I haven't thought this for a long time, I don't think Russell Westbrook can be the best player on a meaningful playoff team. By meaningful, I think, kind of a threat to make the conference championship. Now, I thought it was going to be a little bit different this year because, frankly, Paul George has supplanted him as the best player on that team. And so with him being the go-to guy offensively, you're not held, to those ebbs and flows of Westbrook's game so much and that inconsistency. The problem is George hasn't looked like himself since the All-Star break. This guy was one of the two or three best players in the league for the majority of the year. When he's not playing offensively the way that he's capable of playing, when he's not knocking down threes, those collective shooting issues that the Thunder have, and that's not just Russell Westbrook, they just don't have a lot of guys who can put the ball in the basket from the perimeter. Russell Westbrook is certainly one of those. So I don't know that I would say that the criticism of Westbrook is warranted. I would just say that he kind of is what he is. I think anybody that was fooled into thinking that he was going to be something different than he's ever been, I think there's too much evidence to the contrary. He is what he is. He's going to go full speed. He is not going to be a guy that's a threat from the perimeter, which is becoming an increasing problem the way the game is played today, particularly in the playoffs. And so he is what he is. And I think bottom line is, the reason that people were worried about the Thunder was because of their length defensively and because of Paul George. And, if Paul George, and I don't want to put all of this on him, he's not 100%. He's still playing pretty good by most people's standards, but that's kind of the burden that he has on this team, is that he has to be great. He can't be good. He has to be great because of their lack of offensive options outside of him. So I really do think that Westbrook just kind of is what he is. If you like him, you're going to point to the things that he does well. He's still putting up triple-doubles. If you don't like him, you're going to point to his flaws. And certainly those flaws are part of Oklahoma City's problem.
CBS Sports' Brad Botkin with us as the NBA postseason continues. What happened Monday night in that Clippers-Warriors game? 85 points the Clippers score in the second half. Is that a wake-up call for Golden State?
Well, all year long we've been asking that question, right? Like, is this when the Warriors finally flipped the switch? But that was, I think, miraculous is the only word to describe what happened there. I heard a lot of people after that game saying that the Warriors quit playing, they got sloppy, and I think that's human nature. Certainly in the NBA, I don't think there's any team out there that when they're up 31, they're not going to slack off a little bit. But I give the credit to the Clippers. I don't care how much the Warriors were slacking off, I don't care how sloppy they got, you still got to make a lot of buckets to score 85 points in the second half and to come back from 31 points down on the Golden State Warriors. Like Lou Williams, Montrezl Harrell, I mean, Lou Williams is flat out one of the 7 to 10 best scorers in the league. That's just flat out. I mean, people try to kind of qualify him as a sixth man, a bench scorer. For a long time, people tried to saddle him with that empty stats scorer guy, high stats on a bad team guy. this guy just flat out can get any shot he wants at any time. He has such a smooth transition from his handle to his shot, almost Steph Curry-esque, that he can get any shot anytime he wants. He can fade, he can pull floaters, he can lean in, he shoots from so many different angles. And I think when a guy like that gets going, he's tough to stop. Now, on the other side, Golden State, I talked to Steve Kerr maybe 3 weeks before the regular season ended. And the Warriors, for the most part this season, were a pedestrian defensive team, 15-16 defensive rating for most of the season. And everybody kind of lazily chalked that up to just their general malaise. They don't care about the regular season. I asked Steve Kerr about it, and he said that the team had, in his eyes, kind of earned the benefit of the doubt. They did the same thing last year. They were a middling defensive team, and then they flipped the switch in the playoffs, and they became the number one defensive team in the playoffs en route to the championship. And he said he was scared to death that they weren't going to be able to flip that switch. And now here they are trying to do it again, and they haven't done it so far. So they're going to get past the Clippers, but something that 31-point comeback and certainly 85 points in the second half exposes is that the Warriors just haven't been the defensive team they've been in the past this season. And again, to kind of keep relying on that old adage, well, they'll flip the switch when they need to. Well, they haven't yet. And so, again, they're going to get by the Clippers, but the Rockets are more than likely waiting in the second round. I think that's actually a break for the Rockets that they ended up the four seed. They get the Warriors around earlier before James Harden gets tired. So they're gonna have a load on their hands, and they need to pick it up defensively.
Does that loss of Boogie Cousins with that left quad injury make things even more nerve-wracking for Steve Kerr?
No, I don't think so. Actually, as soon as that happened, I wrote a bunch of people in the league. I made some calls, and I had a GM, a different league exec, three or four people around the league that, told me anonymously, of course, that they think the Warriors are actually better off without Boogie Cousins because there's just not that stress on Steve Kerr to sort of figure out ways to include DeMarcus Cousins. And then there's not that kind of who are we going to play at the end of the game. Everybody knows that the best Warriors lineup is Draymond Green at the five. They play that Hampton's five lineup with Thompson, Curry, and Iguodala and Durant, and then they play Green at the five. That was going to be kind of this awkward thing where when do we play DeMarcus, when do we not? They're kind of rid of that. And offensively, the one thing he does bring that their other centers, Kevon Looney and Andrew Bogut, don't bring is certainly he stretches the floor. But as a couple of league executives pointed out to me when I asked them about this, there's a lot of guys on the Warriors that defenses leave alone. Draymond Green, Sean Livingston, Andre Iguodala. They let these guys shoot whenever they want. The difference is those guys don't shoot. They've been being left alone for years with Steph Curry and Klay Thompson, and they know how to react to that now and move in and set screens and penetrate and kick and not fall victim to taking those shots. And DeMarcus Cousins, he can shoot, but the problem is sometimes he does shoot, right? And every time that he takes a three-pointer, even though he's capable of making it, it's an opportunity cost, right? That means Steph Curry's not taking a three. That means Klay Thompson's not taking a three. That means Kevin Durant is not taking a three. And so to kind of rid yourself of that fine line balance with every possession of when does Boogie Cousins assert himself, Andrew Bogut, Kevon Looney, their role is just much clearer. Set screens, get the ball to Durant, Curry, and Thompson. And so in that aspect, I think the Warriors are actually going to be a little bit better off. And also in the next round, right, like the Rockets were licking their chops. That's what they do. They pick and roll you to death until they get a big switch down on the perimeter, and then James Harden and Chris Paul tear them to shreds. And don't think they weren't sitting there saying, all right, every single time DeMarcus Cousins is on the floor, we're going to run a pick and roll with his man, and we're going to get him switched out onto us, and we're going to cook him. Kevon Looney has proven a little bit more capable of guarding on the perimeter. So again, I don't think this severely impacts, if at all, the Warriors' championship chase. The one thing that it does hurt is their depth. Their depth has decreased over the years. Andre Iguodala is not quite the same player he was. Sean Livingston is not quite the same player that he was. And just from a body standpoint, losing anyone at this point will hurt the Warriors. So from that aspect, from a depth standpoint, you don't want to lose anyone. But in terms of what Boogie brings, I don't think it's going to hurt them that bad.
We won't waste any time on the Bucks and the Pistons tonight, but the Jazz... The Jazz and the Rockets tipping off later on tonight. Houston pushed this to a 2-0 lead, in your opinion?
Yeah, I do. I think it's just not a good matchup for the Jazz. And the reason that I say that is Rudy Gobert is just caught in no man's land in this series. The Rockets are doing exactly what I just talked about that they would have done with Cousins in the next round. They're pulling Gobert out on the perimeter. He cannot guard James Harden or Chris Paul or even Eric Gordon out there. And they're just taking advantage of him. And what James Harden has developed this year that has made him even more unstoppable is he's taken his floater, his kind of in-between leaner game, not mid-range. We know the Rockets shy away from the mid-range. But that floater where when he's not pulling Gobert out on the perimeter, where it's a cakewalk, even when Gobert's back at the rim now, and that's where he usually protects the paint, he really does his damage and provides his value defensively. James Harden, now he's scared to push out on him for fear of the lob over the top to Capella or anyone else hanging around in that dunker spot. And so James Harden in that sort of in-between floater area has got that shot all day long. Gobert is not going to push up because he's scared of the lob. And that in-between game has got Gobert on skates. If you watch him, he doesn't know whether to come up and push up on Harden or stay back for the lob. And that just that extra weapon, with everything else that Harden brings, his step back, his foul drawing, his ability to get to the rim, that in-between game is putting Gobert on skates. And when he's not operating, at an optimal level defensively, the Jazz fall off a cliff defensively. And look, they're not going to score enough points to beat the Rockets, so they've got to do it defensively. And I just don't think, from a defensive standpoint, that's a good matchup for them. Do I know if the Rockets are going to win tonight? I don't know. I don't anticipate this is going to be much of a threat in terms of the overall series. I think, is it going to be in 5-6? I don't know. But, Houston, I think, gets by here pretty quickly. They do have a lot of incentive to do this quickly, right? Because, again, like I mentioned earlier, some people thought it was a bad break that they fell to the 4 seed, meaning they would get the Warriors one round earlier. I think it's actually a benefit for them to get the Warriors one round earlier. We know how James Harden wore down with the load that he has to carry offensively. Getting the Warriors one round earlier can be a big difference from a fatigue standpoint for James Harden with all that he has to do. So it's in their best interest to not screw around here and really take advantage of that and get done with this series in 4 or 5.
Let's go to the Eastern Conference for just a second. You mentioned the Philadelphia 76ers and the Brooklyn Nets. Everyone's waiting to find out, when will the lack of shooting for Philadelphia eventually catch up to them? Can the Nets make life interesting on them in this first round matchup?
Yeah, they can. A little too interesting if you're a Sixers fan. I've actually talked to a lot of scouts about this with regards to Giannis and Ben Simmons. How far can you go when there's such an exploitable hole in an offensive scheme where the guy who's the primary ball handler on your team can't shoot? Now, the feedback that I get on Giannis is that he's just a different animal. He's in another category. It's not going to affect them too much. Plus, they have a lot more shooting around the perimeter to space the floor than Philadelphia does. But with Philadelphia, it's a big problem. Now, I know Ben Simmons came back and had a big game, too. He did that by being really aggressive in transition and attacking that cushion that the defenses are certainly going to give him. They lay 10, 15 feet off him. That's where you've got to get going downhill and get to the rim and use that as a runway to pick up momentum. And he did that in game 2. He was really good defensively. So I don't mean to kind of knock Ben Simmons over the cliff here, but it's just such a hole. And the Sixers don't have the collective shooting around them. Remember, when they were at their best last year, it's when Bellinelli and Ersan Ilyasova and Dario Saric were spacing the floor, and they were putting 4 shooters around Ben Simmons. Now, Tobias Harris can shoot. Jimmy Butler is an okay three-point shooter. J.J. Redick did not have a good game 1. Certainly he can shoot. But the actions that they have to run are constantly having to account for the fact that Ben Simmons can't shoot. They're really playing 4-on-5 in the half court. And it's almost like that hamstrings more than the positives that the other players bring benefit them. And so it's just a hurdle that the Sixers have to overcome every game, every single possession to get good quality looks. And for that reason, I think that they're a smidge below those other top 4 teams in the East, Boston, Toronto, and Milwaukee. It's a glaring hole. I think they get by the Nets, but there are some matchup problems where the Nets can extend this series. The Sixers do not guard the pick and roll well. The Nets are a terrific pick and roll team with Dinwiddie and D'Angelo Russell. Joel Embiid drops on all their pick and roll coverage, and D'Angelo Russell is a great mid-range player. He can take advantage of that soft spot. They spread you out 5 wide, and kind of the I guess under talked about aspect of Philadelphia's defense is that they don't really have a lot of great one-on-one defenders. They really don't. Ben Simmons is a really good free safety, running around making plays with his length and athleticism. Jimmy Butler is certainly a good one-on-one player. But J.J. Redick, these guys are exploitable in one-on-one situations. And what the Nets do, they get you spread five wide. They bring their center all the way out to the three-point line so that the lane is completely wide open. And they make every single player guard one-on-one. And again, I just don't think the Sixers have a ton of really good one-on-one defenders. So Dinwiddie, Russell, LeVert, these guys are getting to the rim. And with Joel Embiid pulled out on the perimeter, because, again, the Nets stretch at five wide, they're getting free looks at the rim. So from a matchup standpoint, yeah, I think the Nets can threaten the Sixers. I really do. Will they win? I wouldn't bet on it just because of the talent discrepancy. But it's certainly a series that I would watch.
Brad, we've run a little bit long here, but we can't do an NBA segment without bringing up LeBron James. So in a minute or less, who's your best bet to be coaching LeBron next year?
I think they're going to take the lazy way out and go with Ty Lue. I think the easiest thing to do is just take the guy that's had, you know, success with LeBron James. They know he has a relationship with him. I think throughout this entire process, the Lakers have taken the lazy way out when they should have gone out and gone for a general manager, someone who's in charge of the roster, who's had success, who's got a track record of putting together championship teams. They did the laziest thing possible and said, oh, Magic Johnson, you come in. Because your name's Magic Johnson, and so everything will just fall into place. Well, they quickly found out that he has no track record of being able to put together a championship roster, a bunch of questionable moves, and now here they are. And I think they're going to do the lazy thing again. They should be out. If they're the Lakers, that's what they say all the time, right? We're the Lakers. We can still get the best. We can still bring in the best. We're still the glitziest franchise. Well, if they can do that, they should be in the market for somebody with a little more kind of credence than Ty Lue. I mean, I just think they're going to do the easy thing because of his relationship with LeBron James and continue to let LeBron James kind of run that franchise. And to me, it's not necessary. James Harden and his agent don't run the Rockets. Steph Curry and his agent don't run the Warriors. I don't think it's necessary for LeBron James and his representation to run every organization that he shows up in. But that's been the case everywhere he's gone, with the exception of Miami. And I think it's going to continue to be the case with the Lakers. I think they probably take the easy way out.
At Brad Bodkin, CBS on Twitter. Brad, thanks for the time tonight.
Okay, guys, thanks for having me.
And the playoffs continue. The Celtics and the Pacers underway, as we mentioned. The Bucks playing tonight as well. That series not expected to be much to write home about. And then the Rockets looking to go up 2-0 in their series. It is 6:49. The Twins game, you're going to get the full Twins game tonight, or you're going to get no Twins game at all. We'll give you an update when we return after this.
Baseball season is upon us. What are your fondest ballpark memories? A big hit? Clutch save? Just cracking a cold one on a sunny day? How about the beauty of that green, perfectly maintained field? Imagine that field in your backyard. As the official field crew of the Cedar Rapids Colonels, Ultra Lawn can make that a reality. Only the best will do for you. So partner locally with the professionals at Ultra Lawn. The grass is always greener on the Ultra Lawn side of the fence. Get a quote online at ultralawn.com.
You've spent a lot of years in sweat working hard. And when you're not doing that, you're focusing on the right things. Your kids, your parents, and paying the bills. Retirement sounds nice, but feels a million impossible miles away. But it's not. Hennings Financial talks with people like you every day. Average folks with a 401k and a bunch of questions. They'd be happy to answer yours. Hennings Financial, a family-owned firm helping regular families retire better. HenningsFinancial.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-494-6139. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-494-6139.
The weather's heating up, which means it's the perfect time to get that brake job done. At AutoZone, we have everything you need to do it right. Replacing your brake pads? It might be time to replace your rotors, too. Our Duralast brake bundle has the proven tough Duralast pads and rotors you need to do the complete job, starting at only $99.99 and sold only at AutoZone. Getting the job done just got easier. Let us help you at more than 5,600 locations nationwide. See store for restrictions and details. Get in the zone,
AutoZone. Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Joan London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. It's a free service, and we've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad. There's a place for answers, A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-375-7751. That's 1-800-375-7751.
When you join the Fuel Rewards program at Shell, you'll never pay full price for gas again.
Even if my car horn sounds like this?
Sure.
Even if I always blast techno in my car?
Yeah.
Even if I drive for miles with the turn signal on?
Of course, even then. It's time to save 5 cents per gallon or more on every fill, every day with instant gold status. Visit FuelRewards.com to join now and save today. Active gold status required. See FuelRewards.com/gold for details. At participating Shell stations only. Limit 20 gallons.
Change the future of your team.
So are you ready for the draft? Let's get started.
The NFL Draft. Round one is Thursday, April 25th on ESPN Radio, ESPN, and on ABC.
6:52, welcome back in as we put the finishing touches on a Wednesday edition of the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn. Twins baseball on the way for you on 107.5 FM tonight. That game is supposed to be underway, but they're having some weather difficulties in the Twin Cities, just as the Colonels would have been had they decided to play tonight. So the plan right now is to start that game a little bit before 7:30, according to the Twins beat writers on Twitter. So 107.5 FM, you'll be joining up with the Twins Radio Network shortly as the Twins take on the Blue Jays. Cubs with a 3-0 lead on the Marlins in Miami. That game currently in the top of the third inning. Join us on the show tomorrow. We'll have more information coming your way. The Big Board updates brought to you by Alexander Lumber with our producer Kyle Mann. More Iowa basketball discussion, I'm sure, as more speculation surfaces as to who could be replacing Andrew Francis on Fran McCaffrey's staff. Plus, we will officially know your favorite NFL teams 2019 schedule. The schedules are about to be released on ESPN. Enjoy that and join us again tomorrow. Local programming kicks off with Scott Unash and Mark Dukes. It's the Gym Class at 3 o'clock.